This episode of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre is brought to you by
Geist Note.
You ready? We're getting the cue? This is some serious business right here.
Good evening. I'm Peter Steele. And when I'm not lying around turning to dust, I listen to the Jerry Jonestown Massacre. Because it
was like fucking the dead. Loving you was like loving the dead. Loving you was like loving the dead. Loving you was like loving the dead. Was like loving the dead.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
For I am a sinner in the hands of an angry God. Bloody Mary, full of vodka, blessed are you among cocktails. Pray for me now, and at the hour of my death, which I hope is soon. Amen.
We will not cover your funerals, and we will not feel sorry for you. And your kids die, too.
I swear to God you could drown a toddler in my panties right now.
I lived alone. My mind was blank. I needed time to think, to get the memories from my mind. What did I see?
Show number 234.
It is
October 31st. That is my date of birth.
03117.
When I got to the party, you know I did the smirk herb.
03117.
103117.
It's not your birthday,
you're hogging
is it?
The camera.
No, tonight is not my birthday. It's 10/31/1997. Don't give camera commands. You're
it's
not
all a- Hallows Eve.
1997.
2017. What?
Huh?
Huh?
Yeah.
And here we are. We are live at Texas Billiards.
Bar and Grill.
Bar and Grill.
There's
there's a bar? There's
but
a lot of
a bar,
smoke.
Right?
No, you have a catchphrase that you had. You have built-in copy that you've made for this joint.
Because on Tuesday nights, they play poker in the front, and they serve liquor in the rear.
Liquor in the back.
So, poker in the front, liquor in the rear.
But they haven't been open in the back bar because we don't pull numbers out here anymore. We used to. We had thousands of people come to Texas Billiards for our promotions.
Give or take 1,000.
Yeah, give or take
1,000. Give or take 1,000.
It's Hallows Eve.
Yeah.
And the moon is full.
All Hallows Eve.
Yes.
Whoa.
We have quite an assortment of folks here with us right now. We have
looks rough.
Well, let's start it off like this.
I think I'm still hungover from the weekend too, so this is going to be a glorious show.
Let's start it off like this, Matt.
Matt, happy Tuesday.
Shit, that was loud.
Bigfoot, happy Tuesday.
Dustin,
happy Halloween.
Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, Bigfoot.
Marlon, happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, Bigfoot.
Happy Tuesday.
Hey, Aaron, happy Tuesday, and then we'll
happy Tuesday, Dustin.
Hey, Rebecca, happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, Stubbs.
Happy Tuesday, Rebecca.
Happy Tuesday, Ulrich.
Did you see her the other night, by the way?
I did see her the other night. I hung out. We talked quite a bit.
I did, too.
I saw you.
Then she got sick of me eye-raping her.
I thought she was there to serve you papers.
She probably was. No, they were awesome. They dressed up. They dressed up and did it all.
They did. They dressed it up. She was what? Captain Fantastic, and he was Superhero Bob. Something like that. Along those lines. I forgot what they were.
Yeah.
This weekend was insane.
And happy Tuesday, Marlon.
Happy Tuesday, Marlon.
Happy Tuesday, Stubbs.
Happy Halloween.
Tuesday, Dustin.
Happy Tuesday, Ulrich.
Happy Tuesday,
Dustin.
What's Soda Cup, man.
Tuesday Dairy Queen Blizzard?
Cuphead. Blizzard? Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, Mr.
That's why
Blizzard.
I sound like I'm speaking in a tunnel.
Ulrich, happy Tuesday. Happy Halloween.
Happy Tuesday, Matt.
Cuphead.
Cuphead.
Is it Cuphead?
Yeah. Cuphead.
Yeah.
Yes.
So could you get, are we going to get in trouble because of Buckethead for this?
Or could it be copyright because of the video game?
Hmm. Yeah. God damn it. We're fucked.
We're not making any money ever on this.
Besides, it's an indie release.
Marlon's already looking at his watch. He's ready to go.
He's ready to get out of
He's
here.
Like, we get
I've been ready
going?
To go for 10 minutes.
He has. He's like, y'all are starting
what
the show
now.
What
brings you
to
these neck of the woods, by the way?
Why are you in the mighty metropolis of Watauga?
Halloween festivities.
Yeah? Did you take the kids to the rich neighborhood, huh? In Watauga?
You brought them to the Metroplex most hipster neighborhood,
most
we came
hipster
to
Mecca.
Find out
the
last
most,
week.
The most hipster armpit of Texas.
Yeah. He's up at the bar.
Your son is?
Yeah.
He's not of age, right?
Nah, doesn't matter.
He's like, hey, happy Halloween from your dad.
He's got a beard.
Yeah.
He'll pass.
That's all it takes. Right?
Runs in the family, right? Beards, yeah.
That or go blackface, then they serve you.
What?
Someone was supposed to go full on, but got scared.
I did not get scared. I was never going to go.
Thank you.
I was never going to go full on blackface. I'm not racist. Eat a dick.
What is going on right here? This is confusing.
I don't know, man.
Oh, all right. So the YouTube stream is up.
We got to.
I want to talk about that real quick.
Pet Blizzard here.
This weekend, we did a massive test on our YouTube streaming channel. We are now multicam live. Technology has come to us. We had some angel investors invest in the show. And we now have cameras all over the place. And we tested them out at
like
the Dufort show, the Halloween shows.
Or I like to say
Friday night,
the Methink show with Dufort.
There you go.
That's what I like to call it.
We tested them out at Curtain Club, set up multiple cameras.
Went
you can
terrible.
Go watch the streams on our YouTube page,
yeah.
On the Jerry Jonestown Massacre YouTube page. You can see every band's complete set.
Yep.
And speaking of complete sets, one of the men that performed in one of those sets is here with us.
Mm-hmm.
Marlon, you guys did the Sex Pistols, or... as you referred to it, as the Sex Pistols.
Which, that was the first infringement we got, was from that. The infringement notice.
It was a pleasure to play with all those Dufort bands. They're people that I've respected their musicianship for a long time. So it was a lot of fun to get to hang out and play a show with
all
those guys.
Yeah, you guys did great.
They have the same attitude and work habits as you guys. So
that
if
bad,
things
huh?
go bad with Casino, I've already thrown this out here. Maybe,
had
you
attended a Halloween show since then? Or
no,
then?
I've never even been to one.
You haven't?
That was your first one, huh?
Now, you guys did the Sex Pistols, which was absolutely fantastic both nights. I loved it. I played everything I wanted to and didn't play everything I didn't want you to play.
It was the perfect Sex Pistols set.
Because I was like, I don't have to want to have to
you didn't do
pretend like I like hearing Anarchy in the UK.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Or God Save the Queen.
God
Nobody
Save the
wants
Queen.
To hear that.
I didn't mind.
I enjoyed it. It was a really, really good set. Now, had we been smart, Matt, y'all's set was really quick. And I got to thinking about this on Friday night. Had we been smart, we could have teamed up and done split y'all's block because y'all had a full hour. Y'all could have done, or we could have divided up where y'all do Sex Pistols, and we could have thrown together a Misfit set.
Oh, yeah.
That would have all fit within an hour.
You're
we already have one
a
song
day late
done.
And a dollar short on that one.
I know. I was stupid. Sitting there thinking, I was like, well, shit, they're just throwing out all these quick-ass songs that are fun and just... punk rock as hell. We should have done a Misfit set.
Could have.
It'd have been great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I had to stay sober and all that. And,
no,
you know.
Right off the bat.
You
sure. Stay sober.
True.
Set was a,
yeah,
like
you weren't
9:20.
Even supposed to drink on Friday. And who took you home? Me.
I don't know. Matt Thomas took me home, sir. Not Captain
Cuphead.
Blizzard.
What? Who do you think I am? Okay. I'm taking my helmet off. You recognize
me
now?
No, you can't
Why?
Do that.
Oh, I can't get out of character?
No. You
all
come
right,
into
fine.
Character. You
I wish
you
would have told me before
you
we...
have to stay character.
The
That's
illusion's
the rules,
been
right?
blown.
God, the illusion's...
damn it!
I wish you would have told me before we started. Okay, fine. Down goes the helmet.
I swear to God you could drown a toddler in my panties right now.
I could. Me too, until this happened, until you took the fucking the helmet off.
That was a weird non sequitur, but okay.
No, it made sense.
So anyway, yeah, that would have been great. Sex Pistols, Misfits.
Still kept it under an hour.
Y'all did. Yeah. And y'all even stretched it out on the second night. I did like the tab book bit.
I saw that picture. That was hilarious.
That was great. But y'all were great. Y'all sounded good. I really, really enjoyed your set. Have you gone back and watched it yet?
No, I haven't.
I watched the Rammstein, and I watched...
Rammstein.
Who else?
Rammstein?
The Alice in Chains.
Let's talk about that Rammstein set, because I used to love them, and then I fell out.
And now you love them again because of that?
And it made me go back and listen to some stuff.
That's the thing about these Dufort record shows and the Fort Worth what's Tony's his deal?
Fort Worth Rock Assembly.
Yeah, the Rock Assembly too. Is you always judge it, or it always happens to me, I should say. I'll listen to the set that like Rammstein, for instance, and then reminded how many good songs they had and stuff, and then go back and listen to that record and get reacquainted with the music again. I did that last year with System of a Down, and I still crank some of the old set that Dufort put out, that Spectacle did with System of a Down.
I talked to those Rammstein people on Saturday, and I hope it didn't come out as bad as it felt, but I went up to him and I was like, man, I was really not looking forward to your set last night. I was like, you know.
What did he say?
You guys were the least excited I was about any of these bands.
But see, on Saturday, I was kind of timid. But on Saturday, I was like, I can't wait for Ulrich to see them.
Well, that's what I told him. I said, but after you played, I was like, that was probably my favorite set of the night because they fucking killed it. And who knew that Rammstein had more than one song? Not many people.
They even copied some of their theatrics, too.
I did. Yeah.
You knew?
Yeah, they had America.
That's because they're queer.
They didn't play Pussy.
They had the porn song, too,
Yeah.
Which they didn't play.
They didn't play Pussy.
They didn't play Stripped either, which is a Depeche Mode cover.
But if you go back, have you gone back and look at some live Rammstein to see how accurate they were on the portrayals?
The only thing was there was no fire, but we didn't want a Great White situation.
No, and I told him.
You're going to issue that joke. Any time that you can take a shot at that tragedy, you're going to do it, aren't you? You know, one of these days, someone's going to come to our booth or whatever we happen to be doing, one of our 1,000 people events, and someone's going to punch you in the face for issuing that joke.
You know what?
Every single time.
If there's a survivor.
It's going to punch you.
Here he goes again. He's going to double down.
If there's a survivor from the Great White tragedy, I would like to have them on the show and talk to them. About how all that went down, because a lot of it is foggy. A lot of people don't know.
Or would you say smoky?
Oh my gosh! I like Great White. I still do. I like them. And
they're probably burned out from talking about it.
Is that funny, Cup Face?
It's Cuphead. You fuck face. Cuphead, fuck face.
They probably are.
Cuphead and fuck face.
I agree. They're probably burned out talking about it.
That is, y'all are cutting in way, like, if that happened in the 60s, maybe I would let y'all get away with it, but y'all are cutting it way early, like, it's like burning in your pants to issue these jokes.
But you gotta remember, man, the night that went down, that news was fire.
Let me stand next to your fire.
They can't escape talking about it.
God damn. You know, I met those guys when I worked at the old conglomerate.
The Survivors?
The iHeart conglomerate?
No, this was pre.
Oh, Great accident. White.
Yeah. Did you stoke the embers of conversation with them?
I am so uncomfortable about this for some reason.
I should be. I'm
hot in here.
I'm feeling weird that I'm not.
I bet they were stopped at the security desk because they were packing heat.
Good Lord.
Oh, yeah. Let's extinguish this conversation and move on.
Okay.
The thing that sucks... Never mind. It's just... What? Yeah, let's move on.
What?
Water the odds.
All right, so Rammstein didn't have any... They didn't have any pyro, which we're probably thankful because...
There would have been a Great White incident. Let's start it over.
No, we're not going to do...
We're not going to
do Groundhog's Day on this one thing. So, was that your favorite? Was the Rammstein done by Irizen?
Probably, and probably because it was such a surprise.
Yeah.
Like, I knew that Shaolin, no matter who they play, they're going to kill it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know that. And they did. Those two vocals worked together.
Yeah.
So good. The guitars were so good. Everything about it was like...
They kill it year after year. Like last year when they did Faith No More. It was amazing.
Even when they...
Not only because you're on stage with them, but they did.
Are you Cuphead obvious?
Captain Cuphead obvious?
Yeah, take a drink of my obviousness. There you go.
You know,
here you go.
I
got plenty to go around.
They did...
so many queers.
Jane's Addiction a couple of years ago, and it was really good too.
Okay.
And the same night they did Death Clock, or Spectacle did. So Dave got to do Death Clock and then turn around and do Jane's Addiction.
Oh, I bet that
he's always the one that's running around because he's a guitarist and they're always the most flamboyant in the bands that they're doing and stuff. So he's got to look the part and stuff.
And he's gay.
And he's gay. Extremely. But he's got a nice cock.
How would you know?
I'll say that.
You would vote.
I would vouch. Vote, yes.
I meant vouch for it.
What?
Never mind.
Yeah, I'd vouch for it. I'd vouch for his dong. Once you get past all the barnacles and scabs and pus, I guess.
Now I'm uncomfortable. Can we go back to Great White Talk?
Like Harvey Weinstein pus.
What was yours? What was your favorite?
Man, I was really shocked by the Rammstein set.
Me too.
The first night. I was like, holy crap.
It was amazing.
This is really good. But I knew what was coming up on the Alice in Chains set, and I was so looking forward to see them execute it, and they did, and it was fantastic. I loved it.
That's the Denton Alice in Chains was really on.
Yeah. The y'all Sex Pistols set I loved because y'all played all the songs I wanted to see.
Everything was more fun on Saturday.
Yeah, you could tell it was real.
Well, that's always a looser night.
Yeah.
And when everybody just lets go.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, this is the last time we're going to do this. We've worked months for this.
Yeah.
And let's blow it out and then get smashed.
So the Spectacle did Black Sabbath. You know what one of my favorite parts of their set was?
What's
the
that?
The synchronized bop. Like, when they were doing this together and James still had that goofy smile. Like, I don't know where I'm at. Like, Aussie looking smile.
Oh, yeah.
God, that was so funny, man.
I remember that.
Did you see... I posted the photos on Facebook of
the
show. Did you see that picture of James, like, screaming at the crown? Like, when I was editing the photos, it scared the crap out of me.
Yeah.
It freaked me out.
Yeah, and he... he makes you want to burn churches down.
Even as Ozzy.
Even when he's Ozzy, he makes you want to
burn
a church.
A church down.
Charred church?
Yeah.
One last thing I wanted to ask you, Marlon. I know you got to get out of here pretty quick, but have you guys ever done any Motorhead?
No. We've talked about it.
Is it just too obvious?
No. We've found songs that we decided we're going to play. We decide we're going to learn it. We show up for practice and we say, who all's learned it? And nobody raises their hand.
But is there so really learning? They're not that bad.
No. But we're not like a practice at home kind of band. We're not the kind of guys that are going to learn their parts and show up and be ready to go.
Y'all's rehearsals from the one that I went to that got canceled because of the authorities being called. It seems like you guys get together, it's guys' night. That's your night to go. That's your bike club. That's where y'all go to jail and get away from the family. Not that the family's pestering, but men need some Knights of the Round Table time, you know? That's what it seemed like to me. Either that or a gay orgy was going to bust out. And we just got pulled out in the nick of time.
The roofies hadn't kicked in yet.
What?
I don't know.
No, yes, no. But y'all... I guess y'all didn't do any at y'all's album release, huh? The record release? Did y'all do any Motorhead?
No.
No, they did Turbo Negro.
Y'all did do
Turbo Negro. We did all covers. We did Cheap Trick. We did...
That's right. We're dumbasses.
We did Replacements. We did...
Y'all have done Turbo Negro since, though, like in your set, haven't you? Or am I just making shit up?
Yeah. We played, Doty got up and played with us at the last Gringo show.
And did y'all and slip
some Turbo Negro?
Did y'all slip in a secret song on Friday night?
We were just trying to stretch the set out. Yeah.
What'd y'all slip in there?
That one was "Back to Dungaree High" by Turbo Negro.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Because I was like, wait a second, this ain't Sex Pistols.
Yeah, I mean, that set was horribly short. We were going to learn the whole album, but we only got about the first 8 songs in.
Yeah.
And so.
What, there's 3 left, right? Yeah. And there are only 11?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he left the 2 ones off you didn't want to do anyway.
So the album, which was 30 minutes long, we only had about 20 minutes in it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
It sounded great.
Totally.
I loved
it. Me and him have done 4 songs and called it a night. And that was our own music.
Yeah.
Drag the Ocean.
They were 8-minute long songs.
With one cover. Oh, actually, we did cover one song. We always managed to cover the Misfits.
Or the Foo Fighters.
What song?
Or the Foo Fighters.
Misfits, we would do Where Eagles Dare.
And Foo Fighters, we did. It was
Weenie Beanie.
Yeah, Weenie Beanie.
Do you say gosh darn, or do you say...
No, we said
goddamn.
Yeah.
Oh,
goddamn,
really?
We took pride saying goddamn.
There's a video somewhere of...
Blasphemy?
Me being violent.
It's one of our best songs in our set.
What's like, what's that called when you say...
Because it's not ours.
God blasphemy. And then blasphemy.
Blasphemy, yeah.
Okay, good.
And then we would do Queens of the Stone Age.
We never did it...
Millionaire.
We only did that at rehearsal. We never busted it out live.
I thought we played it live once at that place in Dallas that wanted us to keep playing forever because the bands
we just
were...
winged it, maybe.
And we just threw it out there. And then we were like... We finished our set. The lady was like, do y'all have more? The other bands aren't here yet.
We're like, no.
Or the next band
we
isn't
can play
here
the set
yet.
Again.
We're like... Yeah, we got some other stuff, and that's when we played Demos Dias without vocals.
Yeah.
And I think we played Spaghetti Western.
Was that when the guy brandished the gun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't like the Queens?
I don't know why he did it. Oh, no,
there
no,
was
no,
a
no,
racial.
No,
someone
no, no.
said something racial or
that,
something when
not
we were
that
loading
place.
Out.
Not that place. Not that place. I know.
Not no. us, by the way.
No.
It was someone that was...
we enjoy our firearms license.
It was the sound guy it was the security guy. He was going crazy because he thought someone stole his coffin. And so it made everybody was tense. Then Seth was yelling at the sound guy at the show, like yelling at him in his face.
And I was too.
Dustin got a little yell on too. I got drunk.
I got mad at the owner and the sound guy.
And because... Anyway, this the headlining band was some band that had recently been on the Eagle or something, their local show or something, and was supposed to be all this hot, high and mighty. And the guitarist was dating the singer or something, and they both sped off, and he just comes with a, I got something for you, N-word. And we were all like, whoa, that guy just took a gun out.
And there were guns.
Yeah. And this all happened after the show.
Jesus.
It would have been a hate crime.
It was weird.
Totally.
It was at that Fantasy Ranch. Remember the Fantasy Ranch?
When it became
Ranch?
A venue? Did y'all ever play there?
No. One Finger Piss did, but we never did.
We were sitting there drinking at the bar, and you look over where they keep their kegs and their ice, and there's just rats running back and forth.
Rat like,
shit oh,
everywhere.
Shit.
Oh, gross.
I acquired hentavirus that day.
Yeah. That's the first place I ever met Dimebag Darrell. And I was like, fuck.
Oh, it's Fantasy Ranch?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
When it was a strip club, right?
Yeah.
Were you working?
Huh?
Were
you on the pole?
No. Yeah. I wasn't working. It was funny. I thought they were going to kick me out because they had my band jammed right in front of it in that business complex, and I thought they were going to kick me out because my friend went in his desk because he worked there, got some ties, and we put him on to get in. He worked at the complex right in front of him. So we went over there and they let us in, and then and I think the only reason they did is because they had heads up that he was coming and that he was going to be hanging out with everybody and stuff. And he looked at my shirt and he's like your shirt, man. Like your tie, too. I was like, oh, Don just said something to me, man. And then he knew the guitarist that was in the band I was in. His guitar instructor was good friends with or competitors, I guess is what you would call it at Arlington High School. And they would cut heads all the time. Like, that was the thing to do back in the early 90s and late 80s and stuff, was still go to bars and show off your skills and cut heads. And he would do it with Dime all the time. And he knew his instructor, and he knew his instructor had just become a preacher. And he was like, hey, so-and-so. I can't remember the preacher's name. But he was like, is he still preaching God every single day and stuff now? And he was like, yeah. He's like, that's cool, man. He always wanted to do that. He's a good one of the greatest guitarists I ever met. And I was like, God, that's so cool. That's when I was like, Dimebag's the coolest guitarist in the world. Like, he's going on about how this dude's guitar instructor is cool and a badass guitarist. Pay attention to what he's doing. I'm like, I don't know. It was my first experience with coolness as a rock star.
Do you know if he riffs licks for Jesus?
I think he did. I think he wrote some. He lifts the riffs. He raises the roof. He's still this guy. I wish I could remember his name. And it's funny because the kid that was with me he was a kid then, but now he preaches down in Houston. He's a preacher, and he still. It's funny because every once in a while he'll post pictures of himself ripping into guitar licks and stuff.
There's a dude that I knew from Watauga, and he plays in a band called Supernova Remnant, and they're like.
Oh, yeah, they're a Christian metal band.
Christian
metal. I know their bassist, Patrick.
Yeah, and that guitar player just
rips.
Yeah.
He's, like, really technical and fast. And
yeah.
Like whatever I am, he's the exact opposite.
Yeah, Satan wins the airwaves. Like, the best songs are satanic. Mm-hmm. But every once in a while, you have a lot of poo-poo. You have a diamond surrounded by poo-poo-poo. And those Christian guitarists, man, or those musicians, you'll be like, whoa. Like, why did you choose the path of lightness? You could have done so well.
You could have sold your soul to the devil.
You have a gnat or something flying around. He's driving me nuts. Every time I look at you, it's like, hey, Matt. Where's that? It's on top of your head now. So the band that we had talked about was the guys in the Huffer. In the Huffer.
Yep.
Who had the greatest shirt release ever.
I like okay. it. Oh, you're taking off? All right. We'll see
good
you later,
talking
Marlon.
To you, Marlon.
Oh, hey. Real quick.
Yeah.
I hear there's a weird rumor about the Grotto coming up. Are you guys a part of this rumor?
We do not have a show booked there. I saw Southern Train Gypsy.
Whoa.
What?
We're supposed to talk about that?
I don't know if we can.
Oh, no. It's cool. I saw Southern Train Gypsy had a gig there on November the 11th. And I was wanting to jump on that bill with them, if at all possible, but I couldn't. We couldn't.
The Ocean did.
You did? Seriously?
No.
Oh, okay.
Jesus Christ, no.
No, it's the same night as Pauly Shore, and I got Pauly Shore tickets.
I'm going to Pauly Shore.
Yeah, we're going to be there. Fucking
A,
I'll see you there.
My girlfriend's birthday party.
Right on, buddy. Yeah, right on.
I was told it was the 24th.
I'm so worried she's going to get stolen by him.
The Weasel.
The Weasel's got power, Weasel. Dude.
But I was told as... That show that has a band that may or may not be playing that you might have just mentioned is on the 24th now.
This is so confounded.
I'm sure that they're going to reschedule it, but I do not know when it is.
That
would be awesome.
I was told by a few people, and there's another band on there that is, we talked about, they may have done a System of a Down band over the weekend.
Okay, well, getting back to what I was talking about.
He's got to go.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I honestly don't know. I don't know anything about that show, but
happy birthday.
If so, that would be awesome. Hey, before I leave, can I plug?
Yes.
Hey.
Can I plug?
I'm not done with that. I'm sorry. Are we getting nachos?
Hey.
Did y'all order
some? Yeah. Did we?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to order stuff to get stuff.
Make sure it's on Gary's tab, too.
Yeah.
On Gary's? Awesome.
Okay.
Can I plug December?
Can I sneak another one
December
too
the second.
December 2nd. Where?
We're doing a show Stubbs. And Doty's going to sit in with us.
Really?
Oh, you can sweet. Just
put Stubbs down. At Fred's.
Are you listening?
That's why I was trying to get you to put it on his. But I can put it on mine.
Okay, so Doty's sitting in with you guys at Fred's downtown.
Tell me that.
Downtown. It'll be a free show.
Nice.
We're playing with the Beaumonts and the Loco Gringos.
Awesome.
Wow, man.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
December 2nd.
December 2nd. It's a Saturday.
All right.
You told me about that over the weekend. Instant boner, man.
I'm pumped.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. And tonight, do not let me forget, Ulrich, that I have to send him and Alex messages because they want to come on. And we want to go to Tone Shop.
Are we talking about Doty?
Yeah. Okay. We want to go to Tone Shop and do a show.
Tone Shop
and
Guitars.
Oh, sorry.
Let's not talk about show stuff on the air anymore.
Why? We getting...
Because we'll talk about that later.
Okay. There's people ganking us?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm fucking serious, and I'm pissed off about it. So
did y'all know about the Reverend
Horton?
That's
a serious look.
Reverend Horton Heat's going to be at Town Shop on Saturday doing a...
Town Shop?
Town Shop.
Oh, yeah, my bad. That's cool.
Yeah, I heard they were going to be up there.
Should be fun. I don't know if I can go, but...
Yeah?
Yep.
That shop's awesome.
It is awesome.
All right, so Ulrich.
There's good things that happened there.
What did you like about the show on... Saturday. Friday. Saturday. You went Saturday. You didn't get to go Friday.
He went to Denton.
You went to Denton. The good show. The one where everybody just didn't care anymore.
My favorite was either Alice in Chains or Black Sabbath.
Really?
It would have been System of a Down, but your dickhead assholeness didn't let me see it.
Well, whose fault is that?
Yours!
Why? I told you guys. I was going to leave early. I had places to be in the next morning.
Well... I got bone to pick with you.
Oh, well, the thing that's good about that is Huffer does Che and them do that set
do
a lot,
time.
So we'll be able to take you to another all ages show and check it out.
They seem to do that more than they do the Foo set now. So,
and the only thing that sucks is when they do it.
Don't make your pussy hurt,
huh?
Huh? Him?
What?
Why would his pussy hurt?
Because he didn't get to see him. You saw like 5 songs.
I saw 2 songs.
No, they were well into.
So there's an asterisk.
They only played Chop Suey and BYOB, I think, or something.
No, BYOB wasn't played yet.
Really?
I don't think.
God damn. I didn't even think
they had played 4 songs.
Yeah.
Because Chop Suey is like the halfway point of their set or something.
Yep. Uh-oh.
But you did miss Aerials.
God damn.
And I don't think they do BYOB. That's
they don't do BYOB.
That does that.
Oh,
and they did it.
So why are you fucking lying?
Yeah, they didn't do it.
I like lying.
So what was your runner-up then? You said, or you have an asterisk by it because you didn't get to see System. Alice in Chains and Black Sabbath.
You saw enough of System to know what was going on. So? If they were good or not.
What about, what did you think of Rammstein?
Eh.
Done by the
were you ever a Rammstein fan?
Nope.
Hmm.
I don't like it.
So you didn't understand any of it anyway?
Do you like any industrial metal at all?
I do not like it.
He likes Nine Inch Nails. That's about as close as he gets.
Has he ever heard Ministry?
He'd probably like some Ministry.
Ain't heard it.
Ministry will, if we played you some tracks, they would, most of the bands you like, they will grind up and shit out because they're brutal. He'd probably like it. I mean.
Yeah, you'd be into Ministry. Pig Face.
And Pig Face is too druggy.
You don't think he'd be into that?
No.
Me too.
What about Psalm 69?
No, there's like. Yeah, you need to get Psalm 69, Filth Pig.
He will. His music, his want to learn music
Real
history
Graham,
and stuff will drive him to that eventually someday.
Oh, it's not Real Graham Blood's not the name of the album. I forgot what it's called. Anyway, yeah.
You remember the first time you saw Ministry?
Yeah.
Like, saw video footage of him?
No,
like,
the first time I was ever introduced to Ministry
was
my best friend's brother was like, okay, so you guys are liking like Nine Inch Nails and all that. Here,
so
listen to
this. Out.
And he gave us the Mine is a Terrible Thing to Taste.
Yeah.
And I put it in, and Thieves came on, first track, you know. I was like, holy shit. I was in my mom's van in the church parking lot.
Listening to Ministry?
Listening to Ministry. We were both
awesome.
Sitting there going, holy crap. And then we went after church to eat, and I forgot where we went, but we stayed in the parking lot and listened through the entire first side of Mine is Terrible Thing to Taste. And I was like, holy crap.
So it wasn't that you were tricked into thinking that it was a Christian
No.
album?
No. And then
I'm joking, of course.
We went and saw them on the they had the chain link fence in front of the stage.
Yeah,
it was a chain link fence show.
Yeah,
and I think that was during the Mine is Terrible Thing to Taste. Nine Inch Nails opened.
When was did you go and immediately start up? Well, they didn't have the internet then. I was saying
no.
I was like, what? You had to go look at a circus magazine or something to look up this band called Ministry.
Yeah, or Hit Parade.
Hit Parade. We acquired that CD and listened to it and wore it out. Burned.
Was
there
pictures
out.
Of the members in the CD?
I don't know. It's
like
just
Uncle
it's
Al?
The skull, you know, on the cover.
The
X-ray.
Inside didn't have Uncle Al or anything.
I don't think so. And then we went back and we
Uncle
got
Touchy
the one, but Land of Rape and Honey. With Stigmata, and it had Land of Rape and Honey, and it had something else on it. Then we got In Case You Didn't Feel Like Showing Up, the live album.
Yeah.
Which was brutal. And then I was on vacation in Florida and Psalm 69 came out.
Yeah.
And I bought it in Florida and was like, because from Mine Is a Terrible Thing to Taste to Psalm 69 is night and day. They went from, we've got a lot of electronics with us, with some guitar, and now, okay.
It's full noise.
We're going full on
yeah.
kill you, and every song's about heroin.
Yeah.
So, yes.
That's interesting. I thought the Rammstein show would have hit Ulrich a little harder than that. Being that up close to those type of theatrics and not, because normally what he's going to be seeing in the next few months is just guys in t-shirts and jeans going up there and playing a good set. You know what I mean?
I think the whore that was grinding up on me. Really,
the whore?
The one what? That walked up to us and then the other one, like the three of them that were trying to talk to me the whole time.
I thought you, okay.
So two of the three.
That happens.
Two of the three loudest shows I've ever been to in my life were Ministries. And one was Ministry with Sepultura, and Helmet was supposed to be there, but they got in a bus wreck in Dallas and all hurt themselves.
Can I guess your third? You're the number one loudest show that you ever
seen?
These
aren't the number one. No, the number one
Metallica
was
Metallica at Starplex.
That's
for the
number
Summer
two.
Sanitarium makeup show. Shows.
That was number two.
What was your number one?
Ministry at Ridgely.
Oh, dear
They
God.
Played at Ridgely?
Yes.
Shit, I don't remember that.
It was Ministry and Revolting Cox. And oh, my
Good
God.
Lord.
Wow.
It hurt.
Yeah.
It was so fucking loud in there to where everybody's just kind of looking at each other going like, what do we do? This is
I don't want to seem like a pussy,
paralyzing.
But I can't listen to this.
It was so loud, you're just paralyzed. You're like, and you go, you'd
Even
make
with
trips
earplugs?
Like to the lobby or nothing? No, we were young. Didn't care about earplugs.
By the way, I'm going to start wearing plugs.
I'm gonna start wearing condoms.
Nah, I don't know. I don't know about that, but the earplugs, yes.
I'm gonna see when
can
this
save
ministry
your life.
Show
condoms
was.
Can't.
Let me look up and see when this ministry show was. But there was something. If we want to do a quick tie-in, that will lead to a story. There's something that I came to my attention during this Dufort show.
What's that?
It's how infatuated I am.
Infatuated
with songs that are about heroin.
Drugs?
No, about heroin, not just drugs.
Just the heroin.
Why is that,
do you have a list?
Yes, I do.
This is interesting.
And I want to go down this list and see what you guys think. Ministry at the Ridgely Theater was May 7th, 2006. I thought it was a lot earlier than that. But this was after they did that album with Rio Grande Blood and the Great Satan on that. Lies, Lies, Lies. But
is your list in the...
you ready? You want me to run down it?
Show notes.
I've got it right here.
Yeah.
So, of course, the song that made me realize this was the Alice in Chains set. Junkhead.
Yeah.
Great song. I love that song all the way through. I'm so glad they covered it.
Yeah.
The next obvious one...
Can I say something real quick before you move on? That's one of the things that was really cool about Andrew and Dave, those guys, the Shaolin Death Squad guys... doing the set that they did, because it wasn't your typical, like, it wasn't just the hits. It was stuff that a real fan had to listen. No, like,
there was no Rooster, so I didn't have to think about Matt Thomas losing his virginity.
Right. And then you had songs like
what
the one off of
I?
The What the Hell of I off of the Last Action
Last Action Hero soundtrack.
Yeah. Which always reminds me of Course of Empire. Every time I hear that song, I think about Course of Empire.
Did you turn and look at Chad running the board?
Since he was one of their drummers?
When it started playing?
On Friday night, I did.
On Friday night?
I went like
you were
this.
Like,
it's over the,
you know what?
The railing going.
That reminds me of...
Kalk?
No. Coming of a Century. All right, so the next obvious, Nine Inch Nails Hurt.
Uh-huh.
And then... pretty obvious, these next two are Pink Floyd, Comfortably Numb, which is one of my favorite songs of all time. Number one in there. And then Guns N' Roses, Mr. Brownstone.
Yeah, that's definitely...
Yep. Then Nirvana, Drain You. And The Beatles, Happiness is a Warm Gun, or I Want You, She's So Heavy.
Which one of the guys in the Beatles was into heroin? Did they all experiment with it?
I know for sure John and Paul did.
Yeah.
I never knew either of those Beatles songs were about heroin.
Yeah, Happiness.
What about Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds?
That's LCD.
Oh, LSD.
LCD.
Not LCD Sound System. I just saw an email about LCD Sound System tickets. Anyway.
Who said that anyway? Was that a
LCD is what most of those on the dead of.
And then you two, Bad Fucktard. And Running to a Standstill are both about heroin.
It's Cuphead.
Yeah.
Blur, Beetle Bum. And then Jane's Addiction, Jane Says.
Yeah. And 3 days.
Oh, yeah. And that one's was, definitely
is 3 days about
three
heroin?
3 days. Well, the girl OD'd, right?
Yeah, I think so, right?
So
yeah.
The one that he...
Heard, sir. With.
Yep.
But she was dead.
Dead.
What about 30 Days in the Hole? Is that on your list?
No. But Neil Young, The Needle and the Damage Done.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
This is a good list.
And then, of course, my last one that I could come up with.
Instead of the Mo list, why don't you post this week?
I could. I could put it together and put it up there.
Yeah.
JJTM presents songs about heroin.
Yeah.
Music to Mo to.
Hey, I'll listen to heroin.
When you're just not feeling like going through it. But you go ahead and do it
you're
anyway.
Just like, oh, okay. And then the last, of course, is Ministry Just One Fix, the ultimate heroin song. That video was dark.
Yeah.
And evil. And I remember 120 Minutes was like, we're going to premiere a new Ministry song tonight, so stick around, you know.
So are you saying if you were a rock god...
My mom watched this video with me and was like, what?
What video?
Just One Fix.
Just One Fix.
Yeah, and she's like, what is this?
Oh, yeah. And William S. Burroughs was in it, too.
I'm surprised she didn't burn your records.
And it was on Beavis and Butthead.
My mom never burned
any of my records.
I'm surprised
she didn't get your Wasp records.
But I have talked about my best friend at the time, his parents going through all of my stuff and his stuff when we would leave the house. And they would take my records.
And burn them?
No. They would give them to my mom.
And your mom was like, give them back to him.
Well, my mom and dad sat down with them, or told them, like, what are you doing going through my son's stuff? And in front of them... took my records from them and handed them right back to me and goes, this
as
is
they should have.
This is your music. This is all about you. You know, as long
that
as
happened
it's not
more than
the
once?
Only, yeah. The only thing they didn't want me to listen to was like hardcore gangster rap. You know, about
yeah,
bitches
well,
and killing
there's black
and stuff.
People on those covers, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't do that.
So, and coming from a
Southern Baptist, they're not a fan. Well, not Southern Baptist, Southern J-Dub. They're not down with that, man.
No, I thought
like
it was
Dirty South or what?
I was from the Southern Holy Cross of the Dragon Scale.
That's right.
Something. Anyway, so what? Yeah.
I totally don't get that right.
I'm the Southern Baptist, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah, they...
which means you don't
That
dance.
Happened a couple times, and one of them was Mine is a Terrible Thing to Taste that they gave
and
me.
You were like, no, yeah, that's like, not... Don't give me that right
give me
back.
That right back. Thank you.
I can't imagine doing that these... What would you do, Orc, if I... Me and Brittany busted in your room.
You
and
couldn't do it.
To, yeah, we can. You can't.
What are you going to do?
Hit
take
laugh.
His,
take
his
your
iPod?
Cannibal Corpse record? You'd be like, fuck you. I'll listen to it on Spotify.
Yeah. You're not taking anything away from me. Big deal. I don't have to drop the needle anymore.
Y'all already took my poster away.
Yeah, the Religios.
What poster was it?
The Religios
my
got nothing
anymore.
My butchered
at birth Cannibal Corpse one.
Oh.
Yeah, it's scaring Michaela.
Oh.
I would say so. That makes sense.
His room as a whole probably scares her. Like she's gonna start. She's gonna just stop going in there.
Are you gonna be the guy on
that sleeps in a coffin?
No, the Parenthood movie. Remember the old movie, the kid that would just walk back and forth with the paper bag.
Yeah,
and the mom would never go in the room because it was always padlocked. Yeah. And one day she finally just chopped it down and went in there, and there was all these crazy posters of.
Wasn't that the earwax?
I think there were Cannibal Corpse and stuff.
Wasn't that the?
I don't remember
ear
that.
Wax remover.
Yeah,
or ear cleaner.
Oh, flashlight.
It was
oh,
flashlight?
I got a flashlight right
That's
here.
A big
right
flashlight.
The power comes on.
I thought it was
like
an earwax remover.
Oh, God. You could use one of those.
Anyway.
Huh? What? A dildo?
No, an earwax remover.
What?
That was one of your old gimmicks from the Steadfast days that you had a earwax collection on display in Watauga. That was on your bio.
What's that got to do with dildos?
I wasn't talking about dildos. I was just talking about earwax removers.
So, yeah, it was a great weekend. Do Fort Record shows. Reminded you of heroin. I got a quick question, though.
No, they didn't remind me of heroin.
I got a quick question.
Sitting
for you.
Through all those bands made me want to do heroin.
Let's look this up. I bet you there's a way we can look this up.
What's that?
Has there been more cocaine overdoses or cocaine-induced cardiac arrest that has led to death for rock stars, or has it been more heroin ODs that have killed rock stars?
Let's see.
I bet you heroin wins.
I bet it does too.
It's got to be.
I bet you it's all weed.
Whatever.
The wicked. The
wicked
Satan's lettuce.
Satan's lettuce.
Satan's lettuce.
Satan's salad.
I bet you it's heroin.
It's got to be heroin, right?
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Now, I bet over a certain age, it becomes cocaine.
Ooh, what is this? This is something new. You ever heard of the Gray Death?
No.
Is that both? A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B?
Like cheese? Or
is it River Phoenix?
It Oh, this is an interesting story. Let's bring this up. Let's change the show up for a second. Holy crap.
Uh-oh. I love...
What's this rabbit hole
during
you got down?
Show.
This is a rabbit hole.
Rabbit hole. Now, during this, show rabbit hole.
Now, this is from the M5M, so take that.
Or you could say straw holes, since take I got a straw in my head.
As what it is, but...
Explain to me why I should be concerned about M5M.
Mainstream media.
Okay.
What they try to
feed. So it's one of the biggins?
Yes.
Okay.
So it says here...
Name the source so we don't get dot pay.
This is Channel 8 in Tampa. Florida. Tampa, Florida. Mm. Are you ready? I'm going to read it dramatically.
Oh, okay.
It's dangerous, highly addictive, and kills in one dose. It looks like concrete, and it is deadly. It's called Gray Death. It is a potent mixture. It is similar to what crack cocaine rock would look like with the texture of concrete. It is partially made of heroin, but much stronger. It also includes fentanyl and other opioids. Gray Death has killed people in Georgia, and the DEA fears Florida is next.
So what's the next crocodile?
Only if we're lucky.
Only is it the next
if
crocodile?
We're lucky.
Huh? Yeah.
It's the next
no,
crocodile.
But crocodile eats your flesh away.
Yeah.
This just kills you.
Damn it.
And there's one fly heard in that
crocodile
story.
Could also kill you. Like, you get an infection and die.
Yeah, well, it eats your flesh. And then that flesh causes an infection, and you get, what's it called?
Gangrene?
No, the other stuff. The stuff that eats
staph?
Your... No, no, no.
Staph infection? Cancer.
What it's called. Oh,
AIDS.
Damn it. Anyway, but they end
infection.
Up having to saw off your arms and legs.
Yeah,
you get
yeast
that
infection.
Stuff.
A little cheese on the taco.
No, I think that's when they saw off your vagina.
Which we have a
or
show.
Or your foreskin.
We have a show. Jerry Jonestown Massacre Archives.
We do.
We have a vagina show.
Pink, stronger than heroin, but legal
the vagina
in
show?
Most states.
Did you say pink?
It says pink. Oh. No, this doesn't come up. Did you find anything?
I didn't Google it.
Oh, you didn't? I thought you were.
Nope.
That's what a producer would do.
Fake Xanax, 50
but
times the strength of heroin, and kills 9 in Florida. God, these headlines are insane.
Oh, local news headlines?
Yeah,
they're
awesome. News.
They're amazing.
They are. Keep killing in Florida, please. Next.
I don't think you have to worry about that.
We took a beaver to Bucky's.
Yeah, I saw that on Instagram. I wish I
Where's
could remember it.
Where's my fucking nachos?
Whoa. This is your mom's establishment, sir. You're
she
just going to come in here and disrespect them
yes.
like that?
Oh. Well, here's the deal.
Such language from
we
someone so young.
We
want to
talk about this place. Brittany, Aaron, this segment's for you.
Give me my damn nachos.
Now, here you go. You ready?
Whoa.
Uh-oh. That came in like it's trying to peek in stereo in my headphones. Like I'm getting a lot. Like someone spilled some beer or something on these over the
I've
weekend.
Turned
the
it
microphones.
Down. No, it's going crazy.
It's going crazy in my ears.
Brittany, Aaron, it's time to make
billiards sexy again.
Billiards smoke free.
It is. I agree. I got a headache from all this smoke.
There is so much. Oh wait, here comes the shark. It's gonna eat us. So
I'm on board with this, man.
Well, the smoke or no smoke?
The no smoke.
No smoke. Everybody in no Fort smoke. Worth has done it, and their profits have shot through the roof. Unless you're the Capital Bar that's closing. Capital Bar is closing. Did you know this?
I never went there.
Sorry, guys. I'm having some difficulties.
Some headphone issues.
Yeah.
So, yes, we would like... this needs to go smoke-free to begin with. Next, I want to applaud you on your internet connection. We are able to stream the show. Video
without
and audio.
Without a hotspot?
Without any issues. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, Aaron, thanks,
nice.
Man.
Your internet is great. It's
Mine
fantastic.
Is not having my nachos.
Third, we're here on Halloween night, and there's no food.
Or sluts.
I didn't eat before this show because I figured there would be food here.
Good. I didn't J-O.
Nachos.
I didn't J-O because I thought there'd be sluts here.
Fourth, why aren't your waitresses dressed slutty on Halloween?
I agree.
You would think we're at Southside Baptist Church.
You're going to see
doing the was it trick or trunk?
What's going to happen is
trunk or treat.
Trunk or treat. Trunk
the profits treat. Tonight aren't going to be as high as you thought they would be because go ahead.
I asked them about the nachos. They said that they didn't get an order from y'all for any nachos.
Son of
I said they'll ask me. But I said that y'all didn't want anything from them.
If I had a gun. Whoa, that's I can't whoa, joke whoa. Like that.
No,
man.
That's no. Dead Milkman record.
Oh yeah. It is. speaking of
old Bryce. I'm texting my mama.
You're going to text your mom?
Yeah, I'm complaining.
Oh, look, God, a goose banged my head on the
wall. I'm complaining to the masses right now. So, yes, fourth, it's Halloween. Your waitresses should be dressed like sluts.
Yeah, what is this, jeans and t-shirts?
Just jeans and t-shirts, boring. I didn't know I was coming to a Pentecostal bar.
A Pentecostal Halloween.
They'd be wearing dresses,
yes.
if it was Pentecostal.
Well, they don't. They can't obviously, they don't have makeup on.
Yeah.
Mira.
I don't think Pentecostals are big on shaving the poo nanny either, man.
Their legs. They don't shave their legs.
Yeah, and I don't think. No, I think they let the the garden
fun?
Of Eden go too, man. The old vajayjays.
You know what's fun?
Overgrown bushes.
Watching Pentecostals snowski in skirts.
Yeah.
It cracks me up. Every time we see them.
How come the Pentecostals don't team up with the hardcore Mormons over in Utah? Like the ones that were, remember the big ass castle thing they had down in San Angelo? Hardcore Latter-day Saint people?
Yeah.
They should have a ski off.
Didn't Pentecostals come from
Mormons?
Mormon?
I don't think so.
Or maybe. Was it vice versa? I don't know.
I don't know, but they're both hardcore.
I don't know.
And they shave legs or... Woo-hoo. I don't even know if they shave the armpits, man. I've never been with a Pentecostal girl.
You should start a religion called Pentagrammical.
I'm going to Google that. Pentagrammicals?
Yeah. We're the Pentagrammicals.
We just like to eat pizza and smoke weed and drink beer.
And you like
talk about stuff. Sounds like a podcast.
What's his name?
Is it going to make me more
theory?
Money?
Yes, it will.
Oh, by the way, shit. God damn it. I forgot to show Marlon what I'm sporting.
You're wearing your Illuminati.
Yeah, let me see.
Pussy House.
The world. What does it say? We are
Pussy House propaganda.
We are everywhere. Death comes ripping. Check your six.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pussy House propaganda.
Pussy House.
Illuminati. Order one from the triangle.
When you see
propaganda.
Ray, order one.
Yes, that shirt rules. Yeah. Shirt's amazing. Anyway. All right. So we've talked about the Dufort record things. The shows. They were great. Another year.
And then we went to Bucky's.
In the back pocket. And next year, you want to be in it.
Yeah, I would.
You want Drag the Ocean to put
it
together.
Play a set.
And we've gone back and forth on that set. I still want Skid Row.
I'm there with you, but
I don't think it's going to happen.
I'm also down with just doing Misfits. And I'm also down with just doing
I don't got money. I don't have money. I don't have money.
Oh. Yeah.
Are you doing one or two?
Do you want one or two?
I want one.
You want one as well?
Yeah.
So two.
Two.
Two or three?
Two.
Two.
So put that one on his, and then his on mine.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Oh, I had 50 cent corny dogs from Sonic before coming here, so I know.
They had 50 cent corn dogs, and you didn't get me any?
What
I
the
like
hell?
Wieners.
You didn't ask.
Breading in his mouth. That are fried.
Did you know if you went to Chipotle in a costume, burritos were only $3?
No, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I've never had Chipotle.
I don't go there anymore because they kill people.
Huh?
They kill people.
So?
They're like Bluebell ice cream. They got away with
so
killing.
So does half the music you
I know.
Listen to.
No.
Half the artists you like have killed someone in their life.
Half the drugs you take kill people.
What artists
have
I all the drugs you take
what
have
what
killed
have
someone?
Killed people?
Including Viagra.
Judas Priest?
Judas Priest, huh?
Metallica? Great okay. White?
I knew that was Ooh. Coming.
I rest my case.
Burn.
So we took the Beaver, which was Jeffrey Lord, to Bucky's.
Why
that was cool.
Do you remember that?
That's what he's dressed as.
Remember
looks like
what?
A dog costume.
Going
to me.
To Bucky's.
Like Wilfred.
I yeah, he wasn't that. Drunk.
But you were stoned as fuck.
Me?
Well, no, stoned
what?
Either.
What? I'm a minor.
It is. What?
That's
you
still
dig?
Illegal in Texas, sir.
Oh, my bad.
So anyway, the Bucky's trip, did it disappoint?
No, I got my cookies. In fact,
I got my cookies
with them. And if those fucking nachos don't appear, I'm going to be eating my cookies.
Because they're out in the truck?
No, they're in my backpack right
I
here.
I think we need to start another Texas Billiards complaint.
I think we do.
Neck-a-doodles?
You know what? You know who needs a call right now?
Aaron.
Look at this number. No.
Aww.
Oh, what is it called? The Texas Alcohol and Beverage Commission, TABC.com. Or actually, it'd be .gov, wouldn't it?
Just don't turn us in for having Ulrich in here.
I'm going to give them a call and say my fucking nachos are taking too long.
Why isn't the kitchen open like you
said? How am I supposed to sober up and drive home on a Halloween when kids are going to be all over the place if I don't have my nachos?
I need my nachos and I need...
less smoke in the
bar.
Here
we go. TABC homepage. Their say, office.
Could you guys pay for my cancer bill?
Yes, I'm getting cancer at a bar where I can't get nachos and the chicks look like Pentecostals.
As she comes around the corner and says, "What's up?
What's up? How you doing?"
So,
how you doing?
You guys want an update on the World Series?
Do you think that's going to happen tonight?
It's right now. It's looking like it might. It's 1-0, and they're in
Houston.
The top of the sixth. The top of the sixth. So who knows?
Did you watch Game LA. Four on Dodgers Sunday
did.
Night?
Yep, it was awesome.
How? That's the craziest sporting event. Well, besides the Dallas Stars going into 3 overtime.
I don't know, man. There were some pretty three crazy games shit. In our St. Louis series,
but they weren't. Like
but we
that.
Lost.
They weren't like that though. That was out of control.
It was pretty cool.
There weren't 12 runs scored. 11 runs by both teams.
You think? Okay, let's sports a little bit. Let's do a little sports here on the Jerry Jonestown podcast.
Potty break.
Here, I'm going to put some sports bet on.
Yeah, get me some sports bet. Anyway, I'll give you an update on the World Series right now. Houston leads the series 3-2. And the game right now is in the top of the sixth. Houston leads 1-0. And it looks like we got 2 outs. So, sports now. Sports nerd. Do you think the NFL is going, please don't go to 7 games, and please don't have these badass baseball games that go into 11 innings?
So the NFL's always been king, right?
Well, they're having problems this year.
What are you doing over there?
I was trying to put the camera on myself.
You're trying to switch cameras.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
There you go. Let's just leave it on him for the rest of the show.
We can do that one, or we can do... Let's do that one.
Yeah.
A little nice wide shot.
So the NFL has got issues this year, and it's not because it's all because of the stupid idiots that are making issues of it. Like, there's not really an issue.
Meaning the media or what?
It's because of rape.
The media. Up here we go. We got a hit. We got a base hit. We got a single up the middle.
Up the middle for Houston.
Anyway, so the NFL has got this kneeling thing that has gone way it's out of control.
Yeah, I don't think it should have been in a headline to begin with.
And the owners keep saying stupid stuff. The NFL keeps saying stupid stuff. The media keeps saying stupid stuff. And it just keeps on becoming this larger and larger and larger debacle, spectacle.
Well, the NFL has had issues for the last few years.
They have.
And,
it's Goodell. Roger Goodell's a fucking
gradually
tard.
Going down. And now...
Sorry, tards.
The problem is that this year everybody's... With everything that's come up, they've reached their breaking point.
Well, Trump added a little fuel to the fire.
True. But in this Sunday night, what has happened is we had baseball beat out all of NFL numbers.
That's what I'm saying.
For the entire
NFL has got to be going, God damn it, please something stupid happen. Nobody.
There were some good matchups on Sunday, too. The Cowboy-Redskin rivalry.
Yeah.
One of the biggest rivalries in NFL fired back up. And that game was going on.
When did it ever subside?
Chiefs and Denver.
I thought it was always
a thing. Did it beat out Chiefs and Denver?
I think so, yeah.
Because it was on the same time.
It was rainy.
No, Chiefs and Denver was Monday night. My bad.
You know, it was kind of a
I don't
close
even know
game,
who was on Sunday night.
I don't remember who was on Sunday night either.
Was it like Chicago and Minnesota or some shit like that?
I don't know. It's probably cheese.
Anyway, Roger Goodell's got issues. And this whole thing with Ezekiel starting to make him look like a dumbass, too.
Well, and
like
now,
somebody needs to fucking make a decision and be done with this thing with Ezekiel.
So as of today, Ezekiel? Is he suspended?
I heard he had 4 hours to get his legal team to pull off something, and there was still a chance. They were saying that he was going to be able to get something filed with the second, the second court or appellate court.
What charges? I don't know about this.
You can't sports with this if you don't sport.
Do you not have sport?
I don't sports on, like you face. Guys do. It's Cuphead.
Come on, Blizzard Head. Blizzard Brains.
I could have stopped at Dairy Queen and put
Come
a blizzard
on,
in my head.
Man.
That
Come
way,
on,
way,
dude, we should get some
That way
Dairy
you could all
Queen.
Just eat me.
Speaking
so
of Dairy
anyway,
from me.
Yeah, Ezekiel got in a bit of trouble a couple of years ago when he was in Ohio. The story is he beat the crap out of some girl. Or was it beat the crap out of?
Yes.
Have you read that whole article about him in the Dallas Weekly or whatever that they say is really good?
No.
That the guys on that other station always talk about?
No.
I haven't either, but Gary read it, and he said that it's pretty damning, the whole thing.
Probably.
Anyway, he didn't get convicted of it.
I'm not a big fan of his.
Ezekiel?
I like him. I like him as a player.
I thought we were saying Gary too.
I'm not a. I'm not a big fan of Gary's.
Speaking of Gary,
I'm not a big fan of Ezekiel. I mean, on the field, whatever. But every interaction I've had with him is like jarheadish. Like he's just kind of.
Yeah, he's an Ewok.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonder. Except and he's not as smart as an Ewok.
He might have.
Well, the whole thing at the strip club where he paid everybody off that, like, he got beat the fuck out. Didn't that the story dude. Is he beat someone up, right? I'm talking about stuff I never witnessed or anything, but
he did
anyway,
some stuff I'm not allowed to talk to about on microphone that I'll tell you afterwards.
The problem with the NFL, though, is the whole.
And the ticket.
All this going on, all this crap, and people full on saying. Fuck football. I'm just gonna watch other things. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's like my whole life.
I mean, let's be honest. Everything's got a cycle anyway, and football
so
was at
happen.
Such a high peak.
It could only
for
go
so
down.
Long. The only place it could go is down.
Yeah,
and people start losing interest and start. I mean, there's another thing that affects football is there's we live in an age where there's so much other shit going on.
Yeah.
And used to, you were forced to watch football when you only had, you know, a few networks.
Yeah.
Now everybody's
like 10
got
channels.
DirecTV and UVerse and cable. And, you know, instead of those high numbers of people being sucked in to watch a Cowboy game, now the wives can go and watch HGTV if they want while the guys are watching it. You know?
Yeah, they don't have to be drugging.
Or Lifetime.
So the thing that's interesting about
the
what's
Hallmark
going on, though,
channel.
Is I wonder if there's ever been a time in entertainment where you had the old white male demographic that's, I ain't watching, they're going to kneel during the goddamn Star Spangled Banner, I ain't watching, and you have the young brother who's getting offended because they think they're getting worked over. Like, the black male is tailing off, too, in sports viewership as far as the NFL goes, and there's musicians and stuff.
Magicians.
Way like cooler. There were like musicians on the
John,
field.
What's the Cole?
Yeah, David Copperfield.
No, there's a rapper named Dave Cole or John Cole or something like, or C. Cole or something. Anyway, he's like calling for people to stop, like young brothers to stop watching and stuff. So you have
really
two opposite ends of the spectrum saying fuck you to the NFL, and the females have always said, like the females have been saying fuck you. You know, since news started coming out every other week that some woman was getting the shit beat out of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and people get tired of that. You know, it's like I said before, sports is entertainment. These guys are getting paid millions, and they're away from the field. They're all assholes.
Yeah.
There's a lot that are good, but I mean, all you're hearing about in the media is the assholes.
Right. But there's a lot of bad that you're not hearing about in the media.
Oh, I'm
sure.
That's
how much cover-up
is going
on. Yeah,
there's a lot of cover-up. I'm very interested, real quick. This Sunday, you're going with me.
Yeah.
You're going to assist me. You're an assistant.
My what do you call it?
You're going to help me shoot some video.
What do they call them? The guys that sit there and warm them.
A fluffer?
I'm a fluffer.
You're going to assist me this
sideline fluffer. Dallas Cowboys official sideline fluffer.
I thought
you're going to have access to everything I have access to.
It's awesome.
And I'm going to
get a lot of weird stares.
I'm really interested.
And you already.
We got to talk about dress code, too.
That's what are you serious? Yeah. I have a dress code?
Yeah.
Great.
So what I'm
going to have to buy a shirt then. If it's not a Satanic Band t-shirt, I don't have it.
You can wear a Satanic Band t-shirt. But I'm excited about what you think will happen. I'm excited to see what you think or what you see going on these days at the game. Like things are going. If people
are
still
really ridiculous.
The last
football game we went to, it was like
ridiculous
that with me.
Or
it's a spectacle. It's like
but
you're at
now,
a
everybody's like looking. Everybody will be looking down on you.
Oh, yeah, they're not going to be looking at me.
You hear everything above you.
I would be very surprised if I heard a Stubbs.
No.
Stubbs! Jerry Jones Took Masker Show! Podcast! Yeah!
Stubbs!
I do get friends going that will send me pictures and go, "Is this you?"
Oh,
and they'll
be
sitting up like
yeah,
second See? Or third, and they're like, "You're right there. Yeah. You're in the middle of the field. What the hell?" But yeah, we'll we'll check the scene. I'm excited.
Smell some cheerleaders.
I don't think you'll be that close to him.
Or not with you? That comment. Do you okay? One more thing on the NFL.
It's very
because we're going to probably That's be heavy, Harvey heavy Weinstein NFL. We'll probably be heavy NFL next week. Do you think Roger Goodell keeps his job after this year?
No,
he's
but I've
out.
Been saying
right?
that for like 3 years.
I have too, but I think this time this is it. He's fucked every man. He's fucked everything up he can do. Like, what has he done that's been positive for the NFL? Except, like, having Obama's wife come on and talk about how we should eat better.
What if he has a Harvey Weinstein outing?
That's random, but I wouldn't surprise me. Man, the way our fucked up sports are,
he's got power and he's over people.
It wouldn't surprise me at all.
What if, like, a secretary comes out and says, you know, he assaulted me or threatened me or took my whatever.
Okay, I'm the
grab me by the clam wallet.
The grab me by the clam wallet statement by Trump was bad and stuff, but I keep waiting for that. Trump seen on camera in 1986 with his finger in some girl's butthole or something. You know what I mean?
Me too.
I don't think that'll ever happen.
But would you be surprised, though, if all of a sudden that the fake news came with, like, we got it. We got him.
You know what?
We got him. Woo.
I don't
We got him. We got a finger in the butthole. Verified by the Smithsonian Museum.
Can I put out a little secret here? I don't think Trump knows how to have sex.
Whoa. Like, he's just not even into that. He's just into making money.
I don't
money.
Think he knows how that works. And I think
he's a watcher.
Just,
he thinks
think
if you grab taught. Them by their vaginas, that they that's,
grab
that's
them by
considered.
The fish wrinkle.
The fish knuckle?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a camel. Wait. I'm confused again. What's in this?
But yeah, I don't think.
The vertical
in this cookie.
He knows.
I don't know.
I think his kids were turkey basted. I seriously, I don't think he knows how his
you
dick works.
You don't think he sealed the deal with her? He couldn't do the dirty on that one.
You're talking about Ivana?
Because that kid, the special kid, the one that looks kind of, you know, maybe tardy a little bit, and I don't mean late. Which
Are you talking
one?
About Eric?
the young one.
Oh.
The
youngest
one.
One's
I thought it was all
one,
of them.
One, well, this one's young and, like, had a serial kid. Like, I smush rabbits. When my mom is not looking type look every time they showed him.
I like mustard and biscuits.
Look at those little mice. I'm going to smush them. Like, I don't know. He had that look to him. God anyway, damn. That looks like him.
Yeah. But
so
you can make babies by being turkey basted too.
So you're saying that he knows enough to go jack off into a jar?
I don't think he knows
he
how to do that.
Well, then how? Okay, then I'm confused about your theory then.
I think they
this is crazy. I don't know what this has to do with the NFL, but I love this.
I think they drained his balls.
Like, while he was asleep, they just plugged in.
No. And he's like, I'm not sure how this sex thing works, and I've got too much art of deals to make. So
got
let
too
me,
many art of deals
just
to make.
On the phone?
Here, just take a syringe and take just some of these swimmers out of my balls and
pull
just
them out.
Shoot them up in her.
Like drilling, almost.
Yeah. Yeah,
is that something that rich people do? I didn't know that they had like drill, like people came in and drilled their nuts.
And are we
while
sure
they were
his kids
deals.
Are human?
I don't know, man.
They could be robots
or reptilian.
They could be reptilian.
Speaking of reptilians,
my shirt.
Did anybody see the news about that Billy Corgan shot off this week?
No. Oh, what do you say?
Stern Show.
Why isn't this in the show notes?
Because I just remembered it talking about reptilian. Because he said he was super. Freaked out, and he didn't want to say any names, but he was standing in the room with a guy, and he turned around and was doing something. When he turned back around, the guy had completely transformed into something else.
Billy Corgan's standing by this, huh?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
What club was it? Mm. What part of the country was it? Was it near
you didn't
Roswell?
Say.
I didn't hear all that.
Any of the, like, Santa Fe? Mm. Anywhere where there would be lots of hallucinogens.
I just heard the little clip.
Hallucinogenics.
And it was on Stern, and Stern kept pressing him, like, who was this? What's going on? And he's like, I don't want to talk about it.
Well, remember that famous soccer announcer? I don't know if he was ever a coach.
Goal.
That, no, this was a European, I think. I think he was all up in the
The
EPL or something?
EPL, yeah. He was, it was like basically Joe Buck, and all of a sudden he just lost his shit and decided that reptilians were trying to take over the world and obsessed on it, and still to this day is on it. And like they've shunned him, thought he was crazy, and then I think he's back announcing now, isn't he?
I think he's
back doing soccer now or something. But people get caught up in that stuff,
they
man.
Do. And I and
There's
you know
weird things that happen in restrooms.
According to Billy,
I would
the world is a vampire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he Such is a rat in a cage.
He is,
despite mm-hmm. all his rage.
So, do you want to get into this?
I gotta pee.
This hot topic we talked about today, or that happened today.
Yeah, we can touch on it. And then let's do this. I'll go to the bathroom. You guys look up, see if there's been any breaking, if anything's come up. I doubt anything serious, like hardcore news has changed.
Because we're still watching the World Series,
but there might have been some changes. There was a terrorist attack today, right before we did our show.
In New York City.
In New York, yeah.
On a path I've walked several times.
Lower Manhattan. Yeah.
So I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. So I'll give out the details, and we'll be waiting for you to get back. So down by the World Trade Center, there is a bike and a walking path that kind of, if you know where the Freedom Tower is.
Yeah, I remember the area. I didn't go to Lower Manhattan whenever the one time. I went. I stayed in Midtown.
I guess it was One World Trade Center, but you never drifted down there?
No, I didn't drift south of where my hotel room was, which is right past the Port Authority bus station.
All I heard was the impact of a crash, and I turned around to see where that
we're hearing
came from
audio.
And I saw the white pickup truck.
Okay, so this happened down at Chamber Street and West Street, which is down in the financial district, just a couple of blocks north of the One World Trade Center. A guy had a rental truck from Home Depot, and kind of like these European attacks, he decided to just haul ass down a busy bicycle path, and he plowed into a bunch of people that were riding and running and walking, and ended up killing 8 people.
Jeez.
And this is one of those things that we've talked about, the attacks that have happened in Europe. And it looks like it's, you know, it was only time before it started happening over here. And it's one of those things, like, you can gripe and bitch about firearms and guns and how they shouldn't be around. Oh, my God, what's going on there?
Is she party?
Mm-hmm. But you talk about guns, you talk about firearms, how we need to ban them, but then there's always other means. There's knives. And in Europe, they have crazy knife attacks. And, you know, then what do? You take away the knives. We can't spread butter on our bread. And then they use vehicles. You know, you take the explosives away, like the ammonium nitrate, like that happened in Oklahoma. They use airplanes. You know, then you set up TSA and all this stuff. Then they start using trucks and cars and running through people. It's a never-ending cycle.
Yeah.
And really, what's the solution? In New York City, you're at a place where handguns and rifles are banned. You can't have a gun in Manhattan. Would it have stopped anything? Probably not. From what I heard, it was all over pretty quick. And the guy jumped out supposedly with a bunch of fake guns and was immediately shot by a cop in the stomach. Didn't kill him. They take him to hospital. And from what last I read was he was in stable condition, so they got him. So that way they can then figure out what was going on in his head, where he was coming from, and then hopefully then kill him, if we're lucky.
Yeah, or he's going to go to jail for a long time, that's for sure.
No, I think you kill 8 people, you deserve death. But I don't know what the death penalty is in New
York. Have the death penalty?
Has 8 people been have expired?
It's 8 people last I saw. I'm looking through the thing now, and I don't see... 8 people were killed, and almost a dozen others are injured.
Yeah,
it's the last
I don't know where you guys are at on this thing, but oh look, we got another guest. Yeah,
this guy.
The thing that's going to take the brunt of this new current event is going to be net neutrality and stuff, because
why?
That's the main thing that everybody, that all the news organizations and all the experts are going on immediately and saying is if this motherfucker didn't release a video that was easily accessible by everyone who's leaning towards that type of activity, then we would not be having this problem, because they say that we're winning the front on the as far as the military operations going. They say we're dominating that right now.
How does that affect net neutrality?
What do you mean?
Because that has nothing to do with net neutrality.
What do you mean?
Net neutrality.
Maybe
has
I'm
to
confused
do,
on what net neutrality means. Then
net neutrality is when your ISP say you use UVerse, so AT&T can go in and charge a higher tiered rate for you to go to more popular websites like YouTube and Facebook. They can do it like cable TV has
done their
premium
channels. I thought net
neutrality
means keeping regulation and red tape off of it. That's what I thought.
No.
That's to do with the
regulation.
Why didn't you stop me way earlier then? Yeah, why'd you let me keep going then?
Because I
thought I was going to bend it in there somewhere?
No, I thought it like maybe somehow they
were going to tie
around.
It in somewhere.
Like there's going to be some ISIS
Matt,
like reptilian people.
Lady, can you switch the camera over to that guy over there?
It's clear.
I would like another drink, please.
Devler!
Anyway,
this
then,
guy, he's the
what do you call
ghost of Aaron Rodgers
then? Net freedom is what they're going to attack, is what I'm saying.
Well,
not net
that's
neutrality.
That's just censorship on
I'm
the web.
Completely off there. Yeah. Net censorship.
Tissue.
That's a classic.
Matt, give me a tissue.
You need to archive that in the JJTM classic.
I'd like one, too.
That's all we got. Aaron's cutting back.
God damn it, Aaron.
Whoa.
All right. Number
He's cutting
five.
His napkins in half.
Put some fucking napkins in your goddamn bar.
I finally got my nachos, by the way.
Are you going to hit the music?
No. I didn't mean to hit the
If y'all make
the
fun
stinger.
Of
Aaron?
This bar, Matt's going to go off.
Fuck this.
No, I got Chas. Oh, man, I almost.
One
Dustin
one.
Almost kicked me off the show once because I took up for the DJ.
Why?
Because all he plays is fucking.
No. I'm saying. Because
I was pissed that
he
played.
Yeah,
the,
he was going off
the
on
Cupid
the
Shuffle.
Cupid Shuffle. Oh God!
And Matt was like, "Show done. I'm never doing
no,
this
No, I did not. That's not how
again.
Any of it went down. But it did
if
stem.
You've never danced to Cupid Shuffle. You're a fag.
It Whoa. Did stem. It did stem from the DJ, the famous DJ that DJ's here.
All
so.
He plays is Motley Crue and Kiss.
There's
are you
nothing
gonna,
wrong with that?
You're, no,
are you gonna name names?
You gonna come in here
is
and
he
start
still
making
here?
Great white jokes?
Sure.
No, he missed that part. Or did he?
Does he still DJ here?
Yes, he does.
Okay, so anyway.
I'm his substitute, which he never calls because he knows
his
that
name's Lee. And
you
he
wouldn't
calls,
know what the fuck you're
weird.
Doing.
He gets up there and calls himself Sexual Lee.
Really?
That's
awesome. Oh. Sexual Lee.
Oh, my God.
Does he get... When he's feeling heartwarming and stuff, he's like, honestly.
He comes up, yeah.
Honestly.
Anything with Lee
passionate
comes up and he goes,
Lee.
I'm about to get this going, ladies.
It's
me, Sexual
Lee.
Tonight's about to get funkily.
Is it if it's
what?
Around the holidays? Is he holy?
Retardedly.
God.
No, that could be taken more than one way, though. If he's right. Holy.
Go ahead, milkshake man.
Yeah.
Tell us.
It's
tell us
Cuphead,
how.
You fucktard.
Go ahead, Blizzard Boy.
I already said it.
So anyway, I fear these attacks. These are the attacks
I know. These
I
are
fear.
The scary ones.
When
yeah.
you're just out hanging out. Because we Fort Worth, the DFW area, has a lot of great festivals. And
I don't even know exactly. Did he just drive a truck into...
In a, like there's a
Europe?
There's a street, West Street there has a huge bicycle path lane and a jogger path. And they all use it. And you can get a truck through some of the barricades there. And driven through it. It's a big thorough fair for people coming from Battery Park going up to the World Trade Center area. And
you see, I'm New York dumb. I've never been there.
A lot of people walking.
As am I.
It was pretty close to the to Ground Zero and stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
was
it was
he
two blocks
like the same area.
Was he a Middle Eastern?
There's a bunch of video and the guy that's around the like.
America.
He looks like he could be affiliated. Mm. Yeah.
Score one for ISIS.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fun because it'll become a political ping pong battle because they'll be like, look, see, Trump, see what happens, Trump.
Let's take all the cars
and
away.
And then Trump will be saying, I knew it. If the borders would have been closed, and I got these goddamn nachos quicker.
Son of a bitch.
How would LA
just scored two?
Go ahead, do your Trump. Would you crack a tooth or something?
Son of a bitch.
If the borders would have been closed,
these fucking Dodgers.
Oh, is he pissed at the Dodgers?
They're so you know luxurious.
He's going for... Wait, hey, he's torn.
That? Well, Trump is a Dodger.
Who's that
one
over there? I'd grab her in the fish wallet.
Is that confirmed?
You see that, the clam wallet there? I like to tickle the clam wallets with my fingernails.
I like to grab them by the clam wallet.
It's going
to
be huge.
It's going to be huge.
You know, they just let you grab them. They grab them by the fish
by the
fish
luxurious
wrinkle.
Clam
we should
wallet.
Reenact that. You want to
grab
do
them
that?
By the vertical
you'll
gills.
Play, you'll play Trump and I'll play Billy Bush.
That'll be awesome.
Billy Bush.
Yeah, because you could do Billy. I mean, you could do Bush. Trump well, and I could do Billy Bush pretty good, too.
So I was going to show up tonight in costume.
As Billy Bush?
No, my costume was going to be, I was going to show up in a suit.
That's not your Unabomber costume?
No. This is my, I'm a podcaster costume.
He doesn't have his 70s sunglasses on.
I was going to show up in a suit and a balding cap and carry around under my arm a potted plant with,
Matt likes dick.
Pina colada mix on the leaves.
Just squirting all over. Huh?
Squirt pina colada mix on the leaves.
Like with a look.
You still
I didn't
look
do that
very,
look.
Wasn't me.
I don't know. And then
hold on,
I just
gotta check my makeup.
I'd walk around if I saw someone hot. I'd just spray some pina colada juice on the floor.
I gotcha. So,
Having a good time here.
Surprise.
Feel like pina colada. So that's a good segue, man. Harvey Weinstein talk. We've been doing it 3 weeks in a row. There's some more news.
Oh, there's
the Wonder
more.
Hamster.
There's more.
Rose McGowan, who's been very vocal about Harvey Weinstein.
She's fired up.
She's pretty fired up.
She still looks
Spacey?
Hot, too.
Spacey.
Well, we're getting to that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's in the notes, too.
Listen, you keep your diddler beard over there, and you worry about diddling Aaron Rodgers.
What's a diddler beer? Is that Miller Lite?
Beard.
Oh, I thought it was beer. I was like, whoa.
I diddle with my beard. I'll tickle thighs.
What is the diddler beer of America?
The diddler
Pats.
Beer?
Is it PBR? I was drinking that at Denton.
Yeah, you're a fucking diddler.
PBR is good every once in a while.
But it's still.
Like it. Especially when it's 3 1/4.
But wait, tell me, when you're drinking PBR, you don't feel like just walking up and diddle.
Maybe a clam wallet, but not a little boy.
Then you're weird.
It's not a video game. Why are you trying to pause us?
Diddling is diddling.
Seems like the problem is you.
Okay, hold on. The Lord,
I don't drink the shit.
The Lord would like me to call him a diddler.
Why? No, I thought he did not.
He said he called me a diddler.
He just waged
a
holy war.
And he said the Lord called you a diddler.
A pod holy war.
No, I
a
said poly. Jeffrey
you
Lord
said holy war?
Is a
no,
diddler.
No, I said holy.
Jeffrey Lord.
What just happened?
Ulrich broke it.
I'm pretty sure he's not, since he has several kids and takes good care of them. And it used
Jeffrey
to be
Lord is a diddler.
So the problem is, if you get Jeffrey Lord drunk,
oh, no. He will diddle.
He I just took diddle. Up for him.
And I'm sure he drinks like a fish.
Matt, you taught me the ways of diddling.
So tell the story. We're burying the story here with the arrest of Rose McGowan.
She's
did
not
you drown
arrested
it?
Yet.
Or
they're
looking
trying
for
to,
her. They're trying to bring her.
They're trying to bring her in. And what she thinks
on
is that they're
charges.
Trying to silence her because it's drug charges from earlier this year where they found trace amounts of substance on her.
One titties?
Of her luggage.
That's what you call those things? Is that labia?
Hmm?
What?
Anyway.
Labiaplasty.
If that's the case, holy shit. This guy's power stretches deep.
Mm.
And it has to do something with the whole Clinton relationship.
Clinton.
Like, I'm trying to make a serious point here. Clinton, they're starting to think Clinton is seriously debating on trying to run again. Well, this would be her telling them to shut that bitch up about Weinstein because we're friends and he donated so much money. You see where that all goes together? Like, if you're a conspiracist, it makes sense.
No, it totally makes sense. But what about the other people that have come out?
Well, they're not as hardcore as her, and they're not, she doesn't need them. Like, she needs the people that follow her. Is she a writer?
Rose McGowan?
Yeah.
She's an actress.
She's an actress.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, she was in Planet Terror and Charmed. And
oh, I thought she was a writer.
Jawbreaker.
Hold on. Let me show you. Let me show you her actress.
I've got doesn't she have cancer or something?
No.
No, Shannon Doherty.
Oh, yeah.
Has cancer. She replaced Shannon Doherty.
So she obviously has appeal to some votes that would go Hillary's way, right?
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's her.
Because I'm sure she's got one leg up on it. Anyone get that?
Well, it makes sense, man.
Planet Terror.
It's all related. It's all the.
She did a movie called Doom Generation where she sits in a bathtub naked the whole time.
Really?
Yeah.
Not the whole time.
I gotta watch that as soon as I get home.
Would you diddle?
It's
I diddle so hard.
It's kind of hot. She's.
What's your favorite dog food? Is it diddle and bits?
Alpo.
It's not diddle and bits.
No.
Oh God.
Anyway, wait. You'd let dogs diddle you?
No, I'll take a can of Alpo, whittle it out, and fuck it. That's how I diddle it.
Good God.
It's like me and the mayonnaise in the drill, like cutting a hole in a mattress and putting some mayonnaise in it.
You
in
the dumpster?
Kid. What?
You it's like me.
It's like
what's wrong with fucking
it doesn't
a dumpster?
It doesn't hurt.
My first few girlfriends, I just
that's
peed
where
in
you
their
got
butthole.
His tulips from.
That's how you get butthole babies.
All right. Well, good luck, Miss McCown.
McGowan.
Well, speaking of the baseball game on Sunday, and the amazing game it was.
How about doing our news backwards?
How about the news that came down during the baseball game? That
which was
kind of hidden for a little bit. That Kevin Spacey diddled Anthony Rapp.
Yeah.
What?
14-year-old
at 14 years old, laid on top of him. He tried to force him on. Tony from Dazed and Confused.
Yeah. Whoa.
It was already having weird dreams about Abraham Lincoln.
He's like, sit down on my lap and let's
wait, wait. You sound like you've heard some more details on the act. I haven't heard all that. Kevin Spacey just jumped on him naked?
He said he pinned him down on the bed.
And he started tickling him?
And
kind of humping him.
He was like, let's go for it. And that dude got scared, ran out of the room.
And this is when he was 14.
And then Kevin Spacey came out and was like, man, I don't remember this. This was 30 years ago. If I did it, I was drunk and I apologize.
Blamed it on
the booze. Also, if you're drunk, it's cool to rape a 14-year-old kid?
Yeah.
No.
God, it's
you're drunk, you apologize, and then you just throw him, and I'm gay.
Yeah, you hide behind
he
the
came
whole
out
cam-
as, he's like,
out
I've been
thing.
With men and women, but you know
yeah,
what?
Gays and,
I
dude,
like dick.
I bet you gays dude. And lesbians are pissed. Wouldn't you be like, what the fuck?
It's yeah. funny how it's like hard
he got called
life.
Out, and then Netflix yeah. dropped House it's like, of Cards because they're
no,
like, we're done.
No, tap the brakes. Tap the brakes.
That's what I heard.
This
that's
story,
the way it was sold, but it's
this story is a little crazy anyway, because from my understanding, they're only supposed to do one more season anyway.
Yeah, final season, I think.
And it's in...
What,
it's,
House
it's
of Cards?
Like, the production's wrapping up, but they have halted all post-production until this gets straightened out. But everything's been shot.
Oh, has it? It's
and
so
it was supposed
done.
To premiere, like, in January
I
and February.
I bet it has.
So, how do you... How do you...
So
you're pretty confident that there's no way it's getting ripped.
I heard
that
Netflix
down.
Say we're done with Kevin Spacey.
You don't think there's... You still think
no.
that?
No,
there's no,
no
way
they'll
that they bring it,
it
down?
They'll finish it. Which, well, do you want to know how it ends? Because it's a
no,
British,
no, no, no,
it's
no,
a British
no.
TV show.
No, I don't. I okay. just started it. Jesus. You worked on me for 3 years to start this thing.
And
you're
going to
do
did.
That
I
to
finished
me?
It. Now I want to know how it
now,
ends.
The,
so can I report something about this Kevin Spacey that has a local tie?
Earmuffs.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Owen Wilson? Luke Wilson?
No. This is the local tie. Is that the radio station where we shall not name, but we will, The Ticket.
Yeah.
Gordo kind of joked around yesterday that they knew of a reporter that was hit on by Kevin Spacey when he was here.
Huh.
And supposedly...
It was him?
No.
Did they say my word?
The
a
cobra.
Few years ago, Corby spent the some cobra. Time with Kevin Spacey showing him around town and showing him some of the hot spots in Dallas. And apparently, after it was all said and done, Kevin Spacey kept
on?
Trying to call Corby and hook up with him.
He tried to fuck Corby.
What if he did? I wouldn't, man.
There goes
he's
Corby's
just Corby
side yard.
No, Corby's just trying to score a sugar daddy.
Nothing wrong.
Man,
with
there's
that.
Nothing wrong with that. Me and Gary have that conversation all the time about man. If
which
Angela,
one are y'all
if,
are the
Fat
sugar
Angela,
daddy?
Like if Matt was rich, I'd fuck Matt's butthole.
No, no, ours is always about the it's about Fat Angela.
This one over here probably has a job.
But Angela,
but that doesn't explain yeah. the camping trip.
No, here, here's
camping
our
trip is true love.
Have you seen
that was true
Fat
love.
Angela that comes up here?
What
to
camping
bar?
Trip? What?
She's real fat, like 400 pounds fat.
Me and Gary went on a
but she's
a
got a lot of money.
A couple of weeks
are we
ago.
Supposed to talk about?
Yeah,
she doesn't listen. There's no way she listens.
Fat Angela has a lot of money.
Don't say anything else, though, except that's the name.
All right. Fangela has a lot of money. And she gets little side dudes, and she brings them up here.
Yeah, why not?
Tucks them in one of her rolls or whatever. Matt's like, I would do that for $15,000 a month.
So if she takes her clothes off and there's a bunch of guys stuck in rolls,
could be.
You'd have to fuck around them.
Definitely going to be some Halloween.
Dude, that sounds like some serious fetish porn right there.
They're kind of like the dead bodies on Mount Everest. You just got to climb up around them to get to the peak.
Like,
just ignore it.
I'm at checkpoint four.
Maybe pay tribute.
Yeah. I'm going to bring up U-Porn right now and see if this bitch is on
My
there.
Argument with Matt was, I don't think I could physically get a hard-on unless I ran to the bathroom, watched some creepy like cuckold porn, and then run out.
That's what gives you a hard-on?
Yeah. So my wife cheating on me gives me a boner. I don't know why. It just does.
So
is that a fear boner, murder boner, or just sexual boner?
Is there a such thing as an intrigue boner?
Is it a sexually?
There's also a NARB, non-apparent reason boner.
Damn it, now
there's
a dark corner
over here. We can put this to the test.
I'm game.
I mean, would you like to see...
Place in the Ridgely Theater?
Would you like to see Cuphead?
Cuphead boner.
Cuphead boner!
Yes. My straw sticks straight up. Because right now it's kind of angled.
Oh, man.
No, but I'm saying I'd have to watch porn to get a hard-on to fuck her.
Yeah, we get it. We understand.
How could you?
I don't know, man.
You said you'd go straight at it. $15,000
instant erection.
Those dollar signs would not get me an erection.
I'd get Viagra or something.
Listen. Right,
enough of the SSBBW.
Have you ever watched, like, BBW porn?
I do all the time.
Big, beautiful women? Yeah. Yeah, I have.
It's all in the wrist. What? I mean, vagina.
Like, if she got her mouth on my junk and was just rooting around it, I don't think I could physically get a hard on.
Does she talk like this?
If you just held her, if you just closed your eyes and just told her, like,
you
be quiet, you still think
Fangela is on your dick?
I don't know, man. So you don't think you could get a hard on?
You just cut me off. Son of a.
So but basically, you sound like you're turning down blowjobs from ugly people.
500-pound women
like.
From toothless whores.
I have a cutoff at like 250.
I don't know, man.
What?
We're on a slippery
Does
slope
she have
here.
Teeth?
I'd like to get back to the trail.
I've not got that close.
Let's get back to the trail here.
The smell of KFC.
We're cutting
me
out.
What'd you do, Orr?
I didn't do shit.
We're not cutting out.
It is my headphones.
Ours
are. Because you're fucking
mine
gay.
Is two.
I just heard cut out too.
Orr punched the side of that.
I did not punch the side of that.
Contraption.
Shows off. Stop the show. Stop the show. So,
I didn't think it was.
So anyway, did she work the door at Rock Dogs?
What?
Well,
what happened then?
I don't remember anybody like that. Dogs.
I forgot all about that dude. And then that turned into Cindy Skull. Hi.
Cindy Skull now, yeah. Bitch must smoke a pack of menthol today.
Like, okay, do that again. Do it again. Do a I'm Cindy Skull here with
I'm Cindy Skull.
And then do the laugh.
What's up with that asshole Justin Bieber?
You sound like a cross between Cindy Skull,
I work on that.
Donald
I work
Trump,
on Cindy Skull.
And Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah. And Woody Woodpecker, yeah.
That laugh she had last week we talked about.
Yeah, that was awesome. So did you see what Metallica's got up their sleeves that's coming down the line? I put the show notes late.
No,
I have not. Tell us all about Metallica and the stuff they do.
Speaking of Cindy Skull. Well, Cindy, Metallica's teaming up with a store called Spencer's in the mall.
This one time I was out with...
Neat.
I was out drinking and smoking with Lars. And... I'm Cindy Skull on the Eagle.
Anyway, they're doing collectibles, and they're going to be sold in celebration of the re-release of Master Puppets.
Bag it.
Collecticles.
This all starts happening in November. How interested are you in getting a... oh, dear God.
Getting what?
Did I send that to you?
No, I have not gotten it. How interested are you in a Master of Puppets flask for Christmas?
A flask?
Yeah.
You know they can see it, right?
What if it's signed by Hetfield?
I don't know. That the article didn't say anything about it being signed. That'd be rad if it was signed. I don't think it'd be $10. So.
What if it was signed by Ulrich?
Me?
Lars.
He's a pussy. I'm better.
You were named after a pussy?
I was named after a pussy.
Huh.
Whoa.
I'm going to let this go.
Whoa.
So I want to know, how many times has Master of Puppets been re-released?
Seven.
Remastered, probably. Re-released. Seven times, you think?
Probably.
Do they need more money for Master of Puppets? Do I need to hear the version that's coming out?
They need all the money.
$180,000, or it's probably up to $200,000.
So I read something a few weeks ago about them wanting... They're going to re-release Justice for All.
Yeah, this is all lined up.
But they wanted fans to send them the best
versions...
Don't
say they're kickstarting it.
...of the bass tracks they could find.
What?
Played live? Of them?
I don't know.
Or they're asking the fans to play on it.
Remaster the bass. And I was like, just go in there and re-record it.
Yeah, they're making a lot. Like, they're making it harder than it is.
Yeah, there have already been a bunch of YouTubers that have already done their own enhancement of the bass track.
I heard they were sending the root.
That and Justice
They were
Roll.
Just sending the roots to the White House and letting Trump to get on some bass.
Huh. Well, what I know when...
Cindy Skull is going to make a guest appearance as a singer.
Jesus.
Hold my breath inside, wait for them.
Because they couldn't get Lady Gaga again?
Like, is all this pissing you
please
off,
please, God, help me.
When, was it Rock Band released?
It was Guitar Hero with Metallica. Yeah.
When Guitar Hero released, like, all of Justice for All was on there, and people went in and took the stems and remixed them to make better bass.
Weird.
Yep. They did.
No pun intended, but is that where this is stemming from?
Yeah. What?
I don't know.
You're not going to cover up your Metallica tattoo, are you?
Matt? No, I love Metallica. Don't get me wrong. I love Metallica. There's only one member of our show that completely gives the bird to Metallica, and he's named after one of them.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not a giant issues. Metallica fan.
Because you're not American.
Gary, what's
just
because
you wear a Green Bay Packers sweatshirt on and stuff doesn't make you American if you don't like Metallica.
No, I like their old shit. But
are you from Green Bay?
No.
Oh.
Are you
talking
me right now?
Poser.
Are you from Wisconsin? Are you from the Mid-North?
Do you know the town Ed Gein?
Are you fan-shaming him?
I'm from there.
Fan-shaming him?
What town was that?
I don't know. I'm not from there. My dad was a Packer fan, and I kind of followed him. That's what.
Poser. Diddler.
Life yeah, more him? Camera on him.
What kind of Packer was he?
There we go. That's
because
awesome.
I said I'm not a giant.
That's awesome.
I don't like Led Zeppelin either. What? Y'all going to hate on me?
What kind of Packer fan? A fudge Packer fan?
I'll tell you this. One time I played a Melvin song up here, and Matt thought it was
Mountain.
Metallica.
It sounded. That's when the Melvins were trying to sound like Metallica. When I do the vocals like this.
No, all maybe that. Metallica tried to sound like the Melvins.
That's probably what happened, actually. Because King Buzzo's way cooler than James Hetfield. You know, James Hetfield's pretty cool,
too.
He
went to school with Kurt Cobain.
Hey,
And then Courtney killed him.
That's a whole show, man. You don't want to get into that.
Yeah. Do you want to do that? You want to open that up now?
No.
Yeah. So the Metallica train rolls on. Are they going to be bigger than, is their marketing machine larger than the Rolling Stones? The lips? The tongue.
Maybe now. When was the last time you heard of the Rolling
Stones?
Well,
okay, hold on.
No, they're marketing though. They and Kiss owned it.
I'm glad this isn't 2016 because here comes the Joker and what's her fuck?
Harley Quinn.
God Quinn. Damn it!
I'll come back here. So
fat ass.
Son of a bitch.
Change them cameras around, sir.
Fuck.
Hey, they just waved to us.
Shut up, Cuphead.
You shut up,
hey,
shithead.
Hey, y'all did a good job. Well, you I approve. Yeah.
Come on, Blizzard boy.
Here.
Well, at least you got my name right, kid.
What's up? Here.
I'm like your stepdad over here.
Milkshake man.
Yeah. Once again, fucking
it
up.
Hey, Matt.
What?
Get the camera on that.
Milkshake. Speaking of milkshake man.
My name is Shake Zula, the Mike Rula, the old schooler.
So
you got a trip. I bring it to you.
We got the fourth Rock Assembly's coming up. Have you ever been?
Yeah, I went last year.
No, you did.
Is it working?
Do whatever you need to do.
Hey, I'm glad I bought it.
It's going to be November 10th.
I spent $100 on it.
It's going to be November 10th and 11th.
Yeah.
At, of course, Lola's. There's a rundown here, and I don't know how I feel about this.
All right, let me see here.
Would you like to see the rundown?
I do.
Let me see. Did you see that, Matt?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Got a little something.
If you work it a little bit, you can.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Do you like it?
I haven't looked at it yet.
I don't like it.
Do you like it?
Fort Worth Assembly Rundown.
I don't know what we're talking about.
So right now there's only 2 days for the Fort Worth Rock Assembly. It starts Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And, just bragging about our internet service, and then
I was. I think he shut us down. So, yeah, we're good. The Poor Brothers are doing Ryan Adams. You a fan of Ryan Adams?
Fuck yeah.
Teenage Sex is doing Blink 182. Dead Vinyl is doing Led Zeppelin.
Oh, sweet.
I'm out.
What a fag. The Marty Burns.
How many songs can you sing about love?
Is doing Arctic Monkeys. I don't. Does anybody here smoke? You smoke.
I know.
Gay Ray.
Is that what the.
Oh, yeah. You're good.
Yeah.
And then to close out the night, Death by Sexy is doing the Eagles of Death Metal.
That sounds cool.
I don't know. Saturday.
Where's this at?
Who is Death by Sexy, though? Or I don't think I've seen them.
You probably haven't. They're a band. One of those Southsider bands.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't heard of them.
When I saw that, I thought I was thinking of Teenage Sex.
Get a boo-boo.
You know how you hate all these Southside bands that are...
I don't hate any Southside
snowflakes?
Bands. I don't think I've said I've ever hated any band in the DFW area, sir.
I've heard you behind closed doors. A lot of bands.
Yeah.
You remember that time you were like
I had to go to this fucking show.
Mean Motor Scooter was good until they added a keyboard player.
I know who that is.
Dun dun dun.
Fucking confounded.
Who did say that?
And then I don't know. I can't remember who.
I know.
Who was that?
Don't.
Who is it? Okay, off mic.
No.
Someone text me then.
Huh?
Oh, I know. Yeah, I get it.
Who is it?
I get it. No, he just showed you.
He did that, and I don't know what that means.
Someone of our show did
someone
it?
With titties. It?
God damn it!
Might have been a founding member of this show.
God loves you, and you keep damning him.
Family member of our
show.
Jesus.
Founding.
Think that.
Founding.
Point
the camera at Maggie's titties.
I got you.
She's showing areola.
I got you showing them.
We see areola. This is on YouTube live. Where are you at?
Live on YouTube, Maggie's titties.
So does this mean we're going to have to pay her? Like,
yeah, you got to go.
Y'all's website
titty
stuff
money.
Now?
Pull
no,
titty,
no.
Because
we showed her boob? No. Well, let's say that, though. Let's say.
That
okay, time out. Let's
I don't
say,
know if that can
I got
work.
A question. So what if porn chick comes to our table
uh-huh.
and she has a pulls cam a video out? And pulls a tit out? Do we owe her money?
No.
Yeah.
I read through the deals on
no, porn,
nudity.
Porn, yeah, porn okay. is it. We're good with porn.
It was okay. Yeah,
okay.
It
was
okay. Porn's okay on YouTube?
Well.
No, we keep getting in trouble by YouTube.
Yeah,
so we're
YouTube
trying to figure out what we can and
around.
Can't do.
They keep trying to take our money.
Our whole... 0.0004 cents.
I walked into YouTube.
Fuck
and went,
you, YouTube.
Bitch better have my money.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
All right, so on Saturday for this Fort Worth Rock Assembly, you got 6 o'clock. Felitha Black is Bill Withers. Caliche Burnout as CCR.
That should be cool.
That'll be outside.
Yeah.
Then at 8 o'clock is the Sun Kings is the Cult, which features members from
Blood of the Sun,
Hint of Death, Jet and the Ghost Tree, Fankulous. Cutthroat Finches, Holy Moly, Dangits, Vorvon, and Creepeth.
I'm absolutely in. Cult. Is Ray playing in this thing?
I don't know. He was supposed
Who
to,
all
he
is playing
he
was in
swing
this?
By tonight. I don't know.
I didn't hear.
At 9, Siamese Team is Smashing Pumpkins, which is members of Drinkabus, which I thought was an Incubus cover
band. Yeah, they
it
are.
Is, isn't it?
I saw them at the Grotto.
Big Red Ants as Cream. Vodeo is David Bowie.
Man, God.
Wow.
Be tight.
God, no, I mean,
where's this at?
And 12 o'clock.
That's ballsy.
It is.
You're
going to
come with that, huh?
This is a Fort Worth Rock Assembly.
Fort Worth Rock Assembly in Lola's.
Look at that last one.
12 o'clock is Lady Shoes as the Jesus Lizard, featuring members of Mean Motor Scooter, Drug Mountain, Hightower Band, and Jason Lee.
That sounds awesome.
Sounds like a pretty good time.
Yeah. I'm interested in both nights.
I'm interested in both these nights, but I was also interested in going camping this weekend.
And Teenage Sex is playing
you,
as Blink 182. That's what
oh,
you
this,
said.
Oh,
I wanted a big
weekend,
camping trip.
Going
no,
on?
It's the 10th and 11th.
I like a more intimate cuddle.
Well, I thought
cuddle camp.
I like people with me, so that way I'm not accidentally raped.
Accidentally raped?
There wouldn't be no accidents.
Anyway, we just talked about the show. It's on Facebook. It's the Fort Worth Rock Assembly. It's our buddy. He's still doing it. Anthony, right? Tony?
Tony Diaz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tony He's still Diaz. Doing it. Yeah, so support this. We'll probably talk about it some more coming up, too. I love the – look at that. That's awesome.
That is their a logo. Cool logo. I their, like that shirt.
Their logo is a longhorn with the Ziggy Stardust
lightning
bolt on it.
The Bowie lightning bolt.
So where are you going camping?
I don't know. We were going to talk about this. It was going to be a big podcast camp out.
So like, I think
the Funky Town. No. The Funky Town podcast can come out. We were going to invite some other people. It's like 2 weeks away.
That'd be badass.
Would you like? You can go.
I'd love
Anybody
to.
Can go. We were
going
to fish.
Man, are we gone?
Yeah, when is it?
We got our fishing poles.
Am I going?
We could go out to like Mineral Wells State Park or something like that.
Yeah.
Or we could be men.
We could be heroes.
And go to LBJ Grasslands.
Am I going?
That would be better because you won't have a state fucking trooper on your ass about drinking beer.
And dick blood.
And dick blood.
Dick blood will ensue.
And to be left alone, too.
The possibilities of seeing one of our dads out there kill another man with his bare hands against a tree or a raccoon.
What?
Could happen.
That was racist.
Why did this just go in this direction?
Wow.
What, Dustin?
How did it get racist?
Dustin has a black heart and a lot of hate in his heart.
How did this become racist?
That's not racist. It's just dark.
I just think I would have used a different critter. I don't think I would have used a raccoon.
Yeah.
What would you have used? A badger?
Why you gotta say coon?
Raccoons dig through trash. I didn't say
or
that.
A beaver?
I said raccoon.
Why'd you say coon?
Oh, my God.
I was
gosh.
Quoting Son Dustin.
Says the black
Short for raccoon?
Guy.
Whoa. Hello?
All right.
I
we need to end the show. I think we're done
is
now.
A female coon.
Do we have any emails?
Let's go ahead and look.
Oh, my gosh. Can you see that juice?
Did you just say juice?
Whoa!
Oh, man.
Wow.
So, yeah, we got a message sent to us from...
So, that's what it is. Gary has a hate beard on.
That's right.
He has a hate beard.
No, I'm calling out your hate.
It looks
it
like,
sounds like a name of a band.
You want me to do the emails
hate
or not?
Beard.
Yeah, go ahead.
We got one email. It's a promotional
no,
email
I hate
of our
that,
friends.
No, that's my job, whore.
No, I got it on this one, man.
No, or says, Oregon needs time.
Well, it's directed to me. I'll go
so
over
So, y'all are,
quick.
Funny, right?
Oregon needs something to do.
Who's that?
That's what that is.
Do you know who that is?
She's do it again.
Hot.
So, y'all are, like, funny, right?
I don't know who that is.
Oh,
yeah, you do.
You do. Yes, you do.
Yes, you,
birthed
do.
It.
Mm-hmm. You did. You birthed it hard.
So y'all are like funny, right?
Is that my daughter?
Yes.
Wow.
Is it really?
So yes. We got an email from a friend of ours, that someone that listens to the show named Trey Hicks, and he wants you to talk about this cool-ass Dustin-type event that he wants me to go to.
Not
it's called Lights All Nights. You heard of that?
Yes,
you
I have.
You know what that's all about?
I know what it's about. It's about
so
doing a bunch
I'm
of
a
X
now.
And dressing like a flower and dancing around.
Is there some drug action going
There's
on
There's a
there?
Lot of drug action. People have died at this event.
What?
Yeah, a few years ago they died. It was over in Dallas and people died from ODing and
bad X?
Getting too hot. They got too hot and they OD'd.
So y'all are like funny, right?
Quit so anyway,
it
sounds
the show.
Pretty cool though. He took time
approve.
To send us the email, and I feel bad because the last week when I berated that girl that asked us for our help, so I guess I'll help him out and give love. Lights All Night announces full music lineup for 8th annual event December 29th and the 30th in Dallas.
No, I was seeing if we could mail them like that.
So there's a lot of donations of this thing. Over $20,000 in donations going to the Houston Food Bank. In the support of Hurricane Harvey.
Okay, I'll
like food.
Hey, is anybody...
Maggie.
Are you interested in going to Day for Night?
I'm confused. Are we not talking about Day for Night?
No, this is Lights All Night. This is something completely different. Day for Night is the big Houston concert with the Nine Inch Nails show.
I don't think I'm going to... When is it again? It's coming up quick, isn't it?
It's the day after my first show with the Spectacle.
In December?
Oh, we haven't talked about that yet on the show.
That's in December, right?
Yeah.
Is that the one I'm going to?
No.
God damn it.
Abbey Underground?
If he's old enough to say God damn it, he's old enough to go to the show.
Which show?
First of all, this is going to be an expensive event.
The Spectacle.
Oh, is he not making money on the record?
No, he wants to go to the Spectacle show.
Oh,
yeah. Is he not making money selling records?
We might have enough money for record sales to go see the Spectacle. But not the Nine Inch Nails.
You're
not
making
the
my
festival.
Eyes burn.
Not the festival.
Yeah. The festival's 128 a day.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen, man, unless I get some kind of... We kickstart it.
I am.
Wow. You know what? I wouldn't take him to
I don't know.
Are you planning on going?
Yeah. I don't know who's going. Or who's
if we could start a Kickstarter now, I might.
I don't know who...
We're going to diddle fight.
I don't want to diddle.
What's going on over here?
I don't know. It's confusing me. There's so many people talking.
They're having their own sidebar.
I don't know anybody... I don't know who's promoting that. I'd have to go look and see if we get press credentials. But
if it's Margin Walker,
I'm gonna pay and go.
I'm
gonna get up after playing that show and drive down there.
When's the last time that we've gotten any kind of credentials given to us though?
Saturday, Friday.
Oh well, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Sorry.
The Curtain Club.
Yeah,
I stand corrected then.
Yeah,
I was there.
Shut up, Blizzard boy.
God.
It's Cuphead.
We heard.
Speaking of blizzards, did you
McFlurry
know?
McFlurry man.
Did y'all hear about Dairy Queen? It's going to be closing more
of
their shops down
again.
We should go get some.
That's what they do. You grow up with them and they shut down and let you down. Mm. Come back.
That's a
and
Texas
stop
sign. Yeah.
How many
stop
are they talking stand? About?
All of them.
Every Dairy Queen in Texas is about to close down.
No, they said there's quite a bit of them.
I bet someone diddled someone.
Like, when 30%. You drive by this one, there's no cars there.
I love
it. I think it's a tax thing.
Yeah, no, they say every 3 years and then they close down 20 of them. Just not piss yourself.
When are you going to
start
small?
And it's probably all the ones. They keep all the ones in small towns.
I do what I want.
It's like a marketing.
Yeah,
it's marketing is what you're saying?
Yeah, they have a new commercial that says this.
We just need cash. I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash.
And that reminds me.
So people like this podcast.
So that reminds me.
So y'all are like funny, right?
I'd like to go to a show down in Houston.
Like funny,
so
right?
You know what? Just send me your cash. Just send your cash.
Hey, Gary, I'll help you out here. You ready?
Churches listen to this?
Wow. Yeah, that's my
daughter.
I think
my father's baptized.
That was me. That was my daughter. That's my daughter. Yeah. My spawn. Making a fool of us.
Are you baptized, Matt?
Am I?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I think so.
I think my father's baptized.
Well, you were raised Baptist.
Is that the? Is that when you could take the Lord's Supper?
This is when.
Yeah, when you.
It's just when you get the dip.
Wait, so it's the dip?
To get the Lord's Supper, right? So you after that, you get to go eat the Lord's Supper.
I think in Baptist church,
we got a 3-run shot. This game's over.
Son of a bitch.
Actually, you can't say that in this series.
Yeah, how can you say that?
You can.
It's all right.
This series.
They wanted to come back to Houston to win.
Yeah, for Harvey.
Harvey.
For Harvey.
Hey, you want to hear an interesting conversation I caught on tape?
Okay.
I would love to.
So,
Matt, here's an interesting conversation I found on tape. It went like this.
Churches listen to this?
Fuck you, you car wash cunt.
Good God.
Wow, your daughter's out of control, Matt.
So I almost just saw the Los Angeles Dodgers do a full-on NFL celebration on the field.
Did they?
Yeah. Like, it was ridiculous.
Did they play hide and
go seek? He was shooting the guns. Did you see that?
No,
as he was running down third base, home plate, he was shooting the guns and stuff. Like, going, wow.
That's awesome.
Like, Kenny Powers in it.
He really go
I hope they show. I hope they show the whole thing, like him rounding the bases, because it's insane.
That didn't.
Like,
look
I'm surprised.
Like he was going
the,
out.
I'm surprised the umpire didn't throw him out, because there's one game that still has integrity, as far as sportsmanship and stuff. Oh, boob shot!
It hit her right.
Is it a boob?
Oh my God! That ball. That guy tried to catch it and it went down and hit that chick in the boob.
Oh, okay, watch this. Watch this. Look at that. Doing the money sign to the
that's
dugout?
That's Kenny Powers. That's Kenny Powers right there.
What a queer.
I think after that he went, wow. Man.
What dugout was he pointing at?
I don't know. What would your – okay, who played baseball in school, grade school? That was the visiting dugout because it was the third base side.
I sucked at all sports.
Anyway, what would
didn't
your
you – did you get dick blood from baseball?
No. There's two stadiums that the home team is on the third baseline.
Oh, is this one of them?
I don't know. I'm not 100% sure.
Well, my point being, though, what would your coach do, your baseball coach, if you did that shit after you hit a home run?
I'm bringing it back up.
I wouldn't get to play 3 games.
What would your coach do if you got dick blood from baseball?
He'd appreciate that.
Dustin. He has a question about your dick blood.
My coach would say, you need more tobacco in your crotch.
For the dick blood or for the
sounds
celebration?
Like an American.
To make me a better amped up player. And I'd bend over and my coach would stuff some
diddle?
Some packets of
skull bandits.
Skull bandits right in the butthole.
Wow. Right in the old tater.
Does that
hole?
Act as a stimulant when that happens?
Yes, it
yeah,
does.
It gets you fired
up. We've talked about this with female.
That's probably what happened. My
players.
Bad. Guys, you know what? We don't have to talk about this anymore. He probably just had a tobacco bandit in his butthole when he was rounding third base. It really kicked in. He's right. Like,
You're telling me when you don't gear up for your podcast and you want to get pumped, you don't
boom,
see it hit right in the pride in her titty.
Oh,
I want him to show it in slow motion.
Oh, this is another one.
I'm pretty sure it was straight boob shot, and she goes like this. She goes,
does it jiggle? Grind my cancer.
Are they big?
I didn't notice.
All right, we've gone long enough. I'm done.
You're done with the game or done with the podcast?
Both.
I'm done with the podcast. Yeah, it's been a good show. Happy Halloween, Dustin.
Next week we have Happy Halloween. Halloween. I didn't get to paint on any boobs. I was going to paint pumpkins on boobs.
You can paint my boobs. Or gay race.
I was going to paint Gary pumpkins on butt cheeks.
My wife will let you paint on her titties.
I want to paint butt cheeks.
Matt wants to paint on the inner thigh.
Well, I guess.
Tongue paint.
Dick blood paint.
I'd like to. I'm gonna go paint on a potted plant.
Okay.
Huh.
Like pina coladas.
I'd like to say thank you to Marlon of the Methinks for coming on and hanging out with us. Thank you for the rest of the Dufort Show guys that were
hanging out.
Dallas and Denton.
Yes,
over
that
the
was
weekend.
A blast.
That was awesome.
Thanks for having me
I'm
on,
still,
guys.
You're welcome.
Thanks for coming by.
I'd like to give thanks, and props to Mr. Gary Cathy for coming on the show.
Thanks for stopping
and
by,
better,
sir.
His better half, Maggie Cathy.
Get a shot
who's
of
sitting
titty.
Next to you.
That titty let shot. Us take pictures of her boobs.
You can't see her titties.
Okay, hang on. I'll get out of the way.
Well, look, we can pass this like just to, down the way. Here you go.
I'd like to thank Dustin. For
get right up on the titties.
I think that, I don't know okay, if we'll go any further. That's as far as we go.
Look at my wife's titties. They're not bad.
There we go. If you're watching the cam.
And they're always
later tonight, Dick, get right up on the titties.
Some cleavage.
And
she's gonna have a little
yeah, and yes, then we'll great. What else Halloween. We can do?
Happy Halloween.
See you guys.
It's been fun. And next week, Orconaut joining us, right?
Orconaut, yes.
And then the week after we got
Orconaut, yeah.
We haven't had them on.
Huffer.
We haven't had either one of those bands on in forever.
Forever.
And I finally got a stereo that plays a CD. Because I've had Orconaut CD in my truck forever, and I finally listened to the full. Their, what are you doing?
You got a stereo that plays a CD.
Yeah. Along with all the other things. So, on the Jerry Jones
Do you use CDs?
Okay.
All right. So yeah, it'll be fun. And then we'll get to talk to Huffer about this show we've heard about.
Yeah, and their fancy shirts.
Yeah,
that should be.
I want one.
Thanks for coming in, Blizzard Boy,
Cuphead.
Thanks a lot.
You're
again,
welcome,
McFlurry Matt.
McFlurry Matt, Red Pants.
Your Chip.
Actually, I'm wearing rip shorts.
Your Chip from Beauty and the Beast, right? You Chip.
All right, that's my one unused reference.
Soda Pop Pop.
Soda Popinski.
Or Master Shake. I'm not Russian.
Is that an ups? Never mind. Let's go. Let's all be right. Done.
All right.
Later.
I love you.
Repent. Yeah,